Francisco. Play in front of 15,000 P1s at the AAC. Get a cool jersey and get to see the music and hardline nature. Log on to theticket.com.
A Nigerian plane crash where you can get $60 million. An unauthorized video of a so-called celebrity you could care less about. You too can have bigger body parts. Oxycontin and other narcotics. Get them here. A fake 17-year-old slave girl who actually lives in Iowa. A miracle cream. Travel deals. Patches. Magic.
Make sure the spam hits the wall. The My Privacy Policy wall. When you use our Vmail addresses instead of your real email address, spam hits a wall and can't get through. Because spammers don't know who you are. Guaranteed. Download a free 30-day trial of My Privacy Policy now. After that, it's only $39.95 a year, less than 15 cents a day. My Privacy Policy has been recommended by Newsweek magazine and was featured in the Dallas Morning News. It's your email. Take it back. MyPrivacyPolicy.com. Log on now.
Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Just a bunch of guys hanging out and talking sports.
In DFW locations, including Fort Worth, Pipeline at Melbourne and Hearst, and in Grapevine Hill at Courtesy Nissan.
Here's General Manager Mike Corey.
Hi, folks. This is your last chance to get awesome savings before we finish construction at Courtesy Nissan. And here are just a few examples. 04 Altima, just $15,999. Lease a new 04 Maxima for just $299 a month. And check out the brand new full-size Titan pickup or full-size Pathfinder Armada, both already being discounted at Courtesy Nissan. Folks, don't waste your time playing those other guys' games. Come to Courtesy Nissan first, and we'll have you in and out in no time, driving away in your brand new Nissan. As general manager, I urge you to take advantage of the once-in-a-lifetime savings you'll find this month only during the construction reduction sale at Courtesy Nissan, North Central and Campbell Road in Richardson. Come see us.
Yes, you can.
Dallas Fort Worth's Ticket.
Stars get a shutout. They beat the Blues 2-0. The greatness of Miller Lite and Innovative Plumbing bring you the ticker. Marty Turco stopped 33 shots, and he says it wasn't all skill.
You know, it's a good feeling when you can do that. You play this position, for a night like that to make the difference. Sometimes it's only three good saves you have to make. Sometimes it's more. You're always ready no matter what. And tonight when they had some, got lucky and got hit by a few.
It's Turk's fourth shutout of the season. The Mavericks get their fourth straight win on the road after a 106-93 defeat of the Bulls. Dirk Nowitzki led all scores. He also had a double-double, 26 points and 11 boards. Mavericks have now won seven straight. That is a season high. They have today off. They play Sacramento at noon on Sunday. It's all Phil Mickelson at the Bob Hope Classic. He's at 21 under for the tournament after shooting a 64 yesterday. Lefty hasn't won a tournament since the Greater Hartford Open in 2002. Our next ticket ticker is at 10:10. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the T-Box weekends on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, the radio station that proudly reminds you of when you were young and stupid.
Let's see, nine-something on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. T-Box winding down. I want to thank Tom Sykes from Nike for popping on. And Jason and MR and Layla for doing the great job they always do. As we mix the rant, 10 years ago today was the day the ticket really started.
Yeah, this is officially our anniversary. 10 years. 10 sweet, sweet years. What did we do on that first show, Gordon? I remember you went out with a wireless mic, and I took a call from Larry in Plano. That was a good show that day.
I was telling Gordon, I remember the time when I was producing for some weekend. Greg Miro, remember him, like big, huge, Bigfoot, Sasquatch type of guy?
Called, Great Gregor,
yes.
We called him.
He was scary. Huge.
He hated Gordon, too.
And
yes, he did.
He had this idea. He had this idea that he was going to have a, like, what's my line type show.
Yeah.
And back in the day.
What was the name of that show?
I don't know. Well, I'm going to get to that point in a second. But
Great Gregor's Mystery Guest.
No, but what was the show that he did with Greg Lucas that was ran at, like, 8 o'clock at night?
Sports Biz.
I don't know. We had
Sports Biz.
So many specialty shows back then. We had a different show every week.
It was all like the classic audio stuff and sports bloopers.
He had a lot of audio.
Yeah,
I do remember that.
That was a different thing.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, back in the day, the producers were in a separate room, and you couldn't see the host or nothing. You had to run everything in by piece of paper for calls and everything. And we didn't know how to work the phones because if you put somebody on hold, it was always after hours on the weekend, so it would go to telephone hell. It would just go around this big system. He could never get it back. Well, his big deal was he was going to get Tom Landry on, and he would just ask yes-no answers, or people would ask that.
And people would have to guess who the mystery guest was.
Yeah.
And according to my story, I say that he came on and said, all right, our mystery guest joins us. Coach Landry, are you there?
Has his voice all distorted.
So what he said was, he said, sign in, please. I put him on hold, and it just like goes to telephone hell. Can't find him at all. And he starts panicking. I mean, here's a guy that couldn't vamp to save his life. No more than like 2 minutes later, Jeff Dunbar, one of the, I guess, the original guys at the station, calls me up and says, get that A off the air right now. Well, we're right in the middle of the show. Right now. So it was the first show, it might be the only show that ever got fired in mid-show.
Well, how did you get him off the air?
I had to tell the board op to...
Go to network. So it was just Greg Gregor in there vamping?
This was his debut show.
This was his debut show. It lasted all 6 minutes. Right in the middle.
That has to be the most failed show of all time. No show has only gotten
ever,
6 minutes.
Ever.
Yes.
Oh, I mean, you're sitting there listening to him, and the guy's struggling, but you're listening, and then all of a sudden, network just turns on.
And I had to go in there, and this guy must be 6'9", and he's 6 feet wide, and I had to tell the board off, we got to go to network, and he just lights. I mean, he just goes crazy. He starts screaming, throwing stuff, and I
dive for mystery guest, Coach Landry. Coach Landry!
I ran out.
Coach Thomas Landry, security, social security number.
Where are you?
How dare you!
Is that what he said when he beat you up?
Yeah.
Did you hear about this when he took a swing at me?
Did he tackle you?
Yeah.
He could have broke you in half.
He kind of came after me, and he was, like you were saying, this big, lumbering ox of a person.
Huge.
He smelled like a musk ox, too. I mean, he was right there. I can't even talk.
So he came after me, and I, you know, was quicker than he was. So I moved out of the way, and he lost his balance when he took a swing at me, and he fell into that cart tree. Remember, we had this big circular thing that had, it was full of like, or basically like 8-track tape.
Yeah, it was like 7 feet tall and like 5 or 6 sided.
Yeah. Yeah, and everyone has them organized, you know. You have your carts in particular little slots. It's like a CD collection being knocked over. And 400 CDs spill out on the ground, and they were all alphabetized. And so he had to clean up all that.
Yeah.
I mean, it is so funny just seeing this.
What'd you do?
Just seeing this California redwood just fall so slowly into the
all slow motion falling down.
his body style, he's like an incredibly hairy Arvydas Sabonis.
He's bigger than that. He's scary.
I mean, Sabonis is like 7 feet tall.
He's kind of that
muscular yet pear-shaped.
He never said anything either. Just kind of grumbled.
Yeah.
I always told him,
scared the heck out of me,
that he was a waste because anyone who's that tall and was not in the NBA is a failure.
You don't know me.
Yeah, he was, you don't even know me.
He always
carried a bag full of porn
and a red water balloon in his pants.
Those were his. Yeah, why were you? He was sitting. This is funny. We were broadcasting at
urine problem?
No, we were broadcasting at Grego's old house.
At the ticket compound.
At the compound.
It was Memorial Day or Labor Day.
Yeah.
One of the two.
And we were doing all the shows out there. And this guy, Great Gregor, was sitting down the step outside the sliding glass doors. And he was wearing some kind of shorts.
He was wearing short shorts, like OP shorts.
And one of his nuts was hanging out like a freaking Christmas ornament. It was so red and insane looking.
It was shiny.
Oh
yeah,
God.
it was like
red, one of those red shiny satin Christmas ornaments.
Yeah.
It was like one blue vein cut through.
Is that the same party that everyone was?
And he was sitting there just eating cake, just shoveling cake into that. And you know, he had that old like 1870s mustache,
yeah,
and all the
cake
was all
his makeup was running.
Look at this mess of a human going, oh my gosh!
And you guys just hearing his poor ball.
Yeah, his Christmas ornament.
No one would tell him.
Yeah, we were all sitting there laughing. No one was telling me, hey, dude, you might want to try to tuck that baloney back up in there.
Was that the same party that everyone was getting drunk and throwing people in the pool? Wasn't there a pool there?
Yeah.
And Kurt Menefee was there, and he couldn't swim.
Really?
There?
Oh, yeah.
And
someone threw Kurt in the pool.
He was drowning
on
9/11?
He didn't know how to swim, and it was freaky.
He panicked.
Yeah.
Like, his eyes were as big as dinner plates when he hit the water.
I know.
Well, he was fighting to... I don't know who tried to throw him in, but he was fighting with all that he had.
Was it a Kevin McCarthy moment?
No one got fired, but yeah, what? How does someone not know how to swim? How do you make it to
it's
your
like
adult
being able
life
to breathe
and not know how to swim?
Well, I think if you don't learn when you're a kid, then you...
You know,
a lot of people
grow up
harder
in a big city, and they don't have access to a pool anywhere.
Just go in your backyard and swim in that pool.
Not everyone has a pool in their yard.
They don't?
Are they poor?
Are they poor? Yeah, so I don't know how we got off on that tangent, but we had the big ticket birthday party last night. That was an incredible event. And, we can talk about it here. I was about to say, we need
talk
to take a break. Yeah. I want to thank the promotions staff for decking out the Hard Rock like they did.
Oh, man, they did a great job.
Wasn't that unbelievable? It was like this full-on multimedia presentation from beginning to end. Even in commercial breaks, they were playing bits and songs, and then there was a loop. There were TVs all over the place, and on all the monitors was all this classic footage from the ticket.
Yeah, it was
stuff I did not even remember, and it was stuff from Ticket TV. It was stuff from Charity Challenges Past.
It was commercials.
Yeah, it was amazing.
It was great. And then they had the Ticket Museum upstairs, and then that nice wooded bar upstairs.
Yeah.
They took down, like, they had these pictures of, like, Robert Plant and, you know, Jimi Hendrix, and
they replaced them with, like,
the Hard Rock allowed them to take the frames down and replace them with a picture of me in my drag outfit from Ticket Stock.
They were all Ticket Stock pictures in there.
Really?
Of us playing.
I didn't go
Kevin Scott and his drag outfit.
It was great. The whole thing was great. And Jamie Garner and that whole staff. Seth, who else is over there?
Wendy.
Eric. All those people. Just did a great job, and it was such a fun party last night. And even during commercial break, they had funny contests. They had Craig's beer and cookies eating contest, which was funny watching people try to pound down a plate of cookies and two full beers in like under 3 minutes. It was, huge cookies. These people were like, you know, it would come back up a little bit and they'd choke it down. It was disgusting. They had Corby's dime bag competition where you had to guess how many dimes were in this bag.
They did?
Yeah.
You proud of that?
Yeah, I guess.
The guy won it guessed 487. You know how many dimes were in there?
Mm.
487.
Coincidence?
Well, he doesn't even need scale.
He nailed it.
Bull.
No. He got it right.
Wow.
And then was the toss food into Grego's mouth. Did you see that?
No.
this huge old picture of Grego. It was some promo shot where he had his mouth way open. It was on a foam core, you know. And
they blew it up.
Yeah, they blew it up huge. And then they cut out a hole where his mouth is all open. And they had a competition to see how much food you could toss into Grego's mouth.
That's brilliant.
Oh, it was just so funny. The whole night was just fun. And thanks to the P1s who came out there, we saw a lot of old faces, and just the place was packed. A lot of, I mean, it was incredible. There was a lot of love in that room last night, and thank you to the P1.
It was like
the team was on the air so long.
And the truck giveaway was cool.
Yeah, did you hear we gave away trucks?
I could barely hear because I was up at the bar area, and I heard you guys, like, the third guy?
One? No, it was like the third from last or fourth from
yeah,
last.
Yeah, I think there was nine keys and the seventh guy. It started up,
and he went nuts.
Yeah.
He jumped out of the cab of the truck and ran up the steps and hugged his girlfriend and hugged some other guy.
Do you got to pay tax on that?
Yeah, I think so.
It was still a pretty good deal.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
It's a Dodge Ram, right?
It
was awesome.
Full-size four-door.
It was a Hemi.
Awesome trucks.
What does
that mean?
I don't know.
Hemi?
I think it's short for hemisphere.
The hemispherical combustion chamber.
What?
It's an engineer term.
Hemispherical combustion chamber?
Yes.
Okay, so a hemisphere is half of a sphere.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but what is that? I mean, does that mean it's a better engine than...
In the 60s, I'm going to give you such car tire head, but in the 60s, when Chrysler was going NASCAR racing, they came up with a special head. It's called the head. It's a hemispherical combustion chamber that has to do with the head.
But I'm saying...
It gives you more power?
Yeah.
Yes, it does. Yes.
Okay. So what does it go, like 150 miles an hour or something?
No, I think it's more about towing horsepower.
Oh.
And you guys were all reminiscing about, you know, last night and all the stories. They were really, really interesting. I'm thinking that the greatest thing that ever happened to the ticket that really put it on the map is we were virtually commercial-free for the first 6 months. We never took a break.
I know.
People loved that. And we started getting successful and starting getting commercials. People were mad.
Can you imagine?
Are you serious? I don't even remember that.
Yeah, because Ryder would promo that. It's like, well, Cliff is running, you know, an hour worth of commercials. We have no commercials, et cetera, et cetera.
So you kept the listener there the whole time.
Is that a big selling point? We have no commercials?
Yeah, listen to us because we're not popular enough to draw one advertiser.
The listener doesn't care.
I do remember the advertising rates. Like, you could buy, you know, 8 commercials throughout the day for $20 or something like that.
I know. Oh, it was ungodly. In drive time, I think it was like $50.
Yeah.
You could buy a commercial in morning drive, a minute, for $50. Why more guys didn't just say, hey, look, I'm going to just buy a minute and...
Yeah. 1 minute shout out
to my friends.
Yeah. Make arm farts for a minute.
Yeah.
And you know what? We would have taken them. We would have taken them back then.
So embarrassing how low budget, just cheap we were.
Nobody knew. Nobody knew. That was the beauty of radio.
It kept going. It's like every one of those little things, like you're saying, Rick, every one of those little things contributed to the longevity of it. It's like each time something came up, it was the right variable came into place to, okay, we go for another 6 months and we get a little bit better and it just kept growing. And here we are 10 years later and we're very lucky.
And every time our ratings went up, we got sold.
I know.
We always sold on a high.
Now, you know, did you guys know that Rick's a day oneer?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
I thought you left for, like, rehab or something for, like, year three or gone for year
2004. Man.
Now, Gordon's bitter that he hasn't been granted day one status.
Yeah, so you know
you
how...
You were the first day?
Yeah, but I was an intern for the first 2 months. Two and a half months. So,
and I was getting paid $5 an hour, so I had scoreboard.
Right. You were scoreboarding me. And so I didn't go on the payroll until, I think, April. So my official 10 years in April, although I was there the first day. As a matter of fact, the first day I produced Coop's show.
Oh, what? Mm-hmm. You produced Coop?
Something happened.
Oh, my God.
All right, producing means answering his phones and running those slips into him. Because something happened with his producer, and they weren't there, or I forget.
We went through some producers that first month. Harden went through 3.
I still don't understand. Yeah, in 1 week.
Yep.
El Coop was a little bit more in depth than just get on the air and laughing. That's kind of reducing him. Yeah, let's play this clip from Coop.
Which is now almost acceptable.
Let's play the clip from Coop's first show.
A man named Harry called in, or Faxton, actually.
Do you have a recording of your first day?
Play that one.
I mean, God.
That's a good edit.
Jeez.
You know,
probably somewhere.
Like
I just want to forget those days. Oh,
doing this with Skip, that's got to be the best.
So,
you remember what I told you last night with that girl came up and told me? About when she knew that
I don't remember very much of that.
That this show was funny.
Oh, yeah, when Corby did his train bit.
I forgot to tell you
the
that.
The bit that we always make fun of as
we
being the worst bit.
We call it the worst bit in the world. She's like, I always knew that that show was funny, but...
Talking about the rant.
It really, you know, took it over the top whenever you guys did... it was like you were in a zoo.
You have that? You have that, don't you?
Oh, yeah. We were just talking about it.
Search for St. Louis in there.
It's painful.
Do we have to hear it again?
No.
Well, let's hear it next. All right. Coming up next, we'll hear the funniest bit in the world to one girl and the worst bit in the world to the rest of us.
You're listening to Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket, Dallas-Fort Worth's original all-sports station at 1310 AM, 1700 AM, and 104.1 FM. Up-to-the-minute sports news about our teams and our town every 20 minutes on The Ticket Ticker at 10, 30, and 50 past the hour. Breaking sports news first guaranteed. Big-name guests and the guys who live here, work here, and go to the games here. Dunham and Miller, Norm Hitchens, Bad Radio in the hard line.
Look west, and what do you see? Pictures of the wife and kids, an office wall, maybe the bald spot on Bob, the accounting guy. Ooh, that's appealing. Look west from a new home site at the Preserve at Silver Lakes Ranch, and all you'll see is unforgettable views and splendid sunsets. Look around at Silver Lakes Ranch, and you'll see Amon Carter Lake, one of the top 10 fishing lakes in Texas, all less than an hour from DFW. If you're looking for a great place to build a home, click on the Silver Lakes logo right now. They're opening up the Preserve at Silver Lakes Ranch with an exclusive number of one-acre home sites on beautiful Amon Carter Lake. Imagine a home perched on a hilltop overlooking the lake and surrounded by huge hardwood trees. That's what you'll find at Silver Lakes Ranch, but these lots and deals won't last long. Click on the Silver Lakes Ranch logo on your computer right now. Log on to SilverLakesRanch.com or call 866-938-LAKE. You spend enough time cooped up with no view at all. Why not enjoy the views and the sunsets at Silver Lakes Ranch? Just click on the logo right now and find out more about Silver Lakes Ranch. Call 866-938-LAKE.
Whoa, so that's what you look like in person. I mean, I've been sending you email for years, but now that I see you in person, well, it's clear from here your organ needs enlarging. Your breasts are too small. You need a lesbian lover. You need a trip to Tahiti. You need a diet pill as seen on Oprah. And you need some serious drugs, all of which I can send you offers for every day. What's wrong with you? You think you're perfect? You ain't perfect. In fact, if you got 25 letters from me today, tomorrow you're gonna get 50. You're in worse shape than I thought, Val. Don't be so fast with that delete button tomorrow.
Tired of deleting this guy's spam? Then click over to MyPrivacyPolicy.com. My Privacy Policy stops spam cold. It uses Vmail addresses, not your real email address, that you manage from your desktop. Demo it for 30 days, and after that it's only $39.95. See why My Privacy Policy has been recommended by Newsweek magazine and has been written up in the Dallas Morning News. My Privacy Policy. Click on the demo now. Your delete key will thank you.
All live, all local, all sports, all the time. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Just a bunch of guys hanging out and talking sports.
Information session. For details, call 214-SMU-9040.
I'm Layla. The Mavs roll on the road next on The Ticket Ticker.
In a perfect world, the whole family comes home at the same time.
Hi, Jamie.
Hi, Peter.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Dad.
Hey, kids. How was school today?
Great.
Awesome.
The kids go out to play, and then the whole family gets together for a hearty meal.
Hi, Jamie.
Hi, Peter.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Hey, kids. How about a hearty meal?
Great.
Awesome.
With today's busy families, if you want to keep up with real-world kids, you need a real-world solution like Verizon Wireless. With a Digital Choice Family Share Plan, you get unlimited calling within your family calling group, unlimited night and weekend minutes, plus 1,000 anytime minutes to share, all on two lines for $69.99 monthly access with annual agreement. And here's the best part. For a limited time, when you purchase an LG VX3100 for only $19.99, you get three more free, each with activation and two-year agreement. Enough to keep real kids connected 24/7. Verizon Wireless.
We're talking Cowboys. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Office Depot. What you need to know. Call 1-800-GO-DEPOT. Even the call is free. Yes, free.
This is The Ticket.
Not only have the Mavs won a season high 7 straight, they've also won 4 on the road. They beat Chicago 106-93, and Don Nelson says he owes this one to the bench.
We had a really nice supporting cast from our reserves tonight with three guys in double figures. Bradley made an appearance tonight. We found something that was working. We just stayed with it. And I thought ended up playing a pretty good game.
Travis Best came off the bench. He was 5 of 6 shooting and scored 10 points. Aaron Downey and Philippe Boucher both scored goals in the Stars' 2-0 win over the Blues. Downey scored his first goal of the season. Boucher notched his fourth. That one was on the power play. Stars play the Blues again tonight. This time it's in St. Louis at 7. Venus Williams was ousted out of the Australian Open. She was upset by Lisa Raymond in straight sets. And on the men's side, Roger Federer defeated Todd Reed in straight sets. That's The Ticket Ticker, a service of Richmond American Homes. With 30 years of home building experience, Richmond American is proud to call Dallas-Fort Worth home. Now you can call Richmond American home with rates as low as 3.5%. Visit RichmondAmerican.com. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 10:30, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant Weekends on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
KTTK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman-Denison, KTDK Sanger.
Strong buddy, Gordon Keith here for the special 10th anniversary of the Ticket episode of The Rant, and I'm joined by my close personal friends on and off the air, Jenex Davy Lane and Corby Davidson.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys, and how are you doing?
You know, people ask me all the time, you know, do you really know Gordon and do you really know Corby and are they really as cool off the air as they are on the air? And I have to say yes.
Yeah, I get asked that all the time, too. People say, hey, Gordon, is Corby as funny and does he do the overcusser off the air?
Oh,
as well,
man.
On the air? And I say, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, guys.
Paul McCartney could have done better.
He loves her, okay?
Look at her, though.
Let's see.
I mean, like, she's not even cute.
Ooh, she's missing a leg.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of, we ran into a guy last night.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my goodness. So this guy comes up to us. We're sitting there.
I'm sure you've seen him. He's a. I think he's a regular panhandler around the Barley House.
So, after the Hard Rock. After the Hard Rock Cafe, the big party, a group of us all headed out to the Barley House, which is a favorite watering hole of ours. And so we're sitting out there at Barley House, and it's me and David and... it was P1. What was his name? Paul?
Yeah, I think so. And a couple of whores we picked up.
Yeah, and we had a couple of chicks that were hangers-on. And so our conversation is interrupted by this guy holding up his fake leg. And he was missing both legs at the knee, I guess.
Yeah, and he was carrying his prosthetics rather than wearing them.
Whoa.
So he was walking on his nubs?
He was walking on his nubs.
Are you kidding me?
No. He had one.
Oh my God!
One hand was completely missing.
Oh no!
It was just a nub.
It was cut off like mid forearm,
and then the other hand was a.
It was cut off like mid palm.
Mid palm, and he had no fingers. No thumb, even. I don't think he had a.
No, he didn't
thumb.
Have a thumb. He just had, just kind of a chunk of a hand.
Mm-hmm. And so he comes up and he's talking to us and needs money, so on and so on. But it was. So weird to see. I was just thinking, how does he go to the bathroom? He has no opposable thumb.
Yeah, how do you work a zipper?
I don't know. How do you work anything? How does that guy survive?
You didn't help him? Said you need help in the bathroom?
No, I didn't help him. Basically, my boot print was on his forehead. About 20 seconds later.
Did anybody give him any money? Wow, you guys are sorry.
No, Gordon helped the brother out. He was nice. I was aloof. I didn't want to talk to him because he was creeping me out, but Gordon was nice to him.
How did you end up that way?
He had some story about falling into a coma and gangrene and something.
Wow.
It was a long... Yeah, he terrible had... sob story.
But my kind of thought was if he's lying to us, he still has nubs.
He's still walking around on nubs. He was like 4 feet tall.
I mean, there's not too much lying he can do.
You think he's
so? What's the real story? He fell into a vat of boiling oil at Frito-Lay. Okay, that's just as bad. Everything's bad. And no matter how he got the nubs, the fact that he had the nubs is good enough for me.
You think he's told that story 1,000 times?
Probably. Yeah. Probably pretty well rehearsed. He had a family somewhere, a wife and kids somewhere.
And
Tyler.
He's trying to get to him?
No, he's going to be here for at least 6 months.
He was going to work at a local restaurant and...
Doing what?
And
stirring cheese with his nub?
Just working the queso?
Yeah. Sitting back there?
No, kind of like a bus service or, cleaning up in the back or something.
Well, I felt that he wasn't going to use the money for drink because he can't hold one, can he?
He can pinch it between both nubs.
Jeez.
Have you guys seen Monster yet?
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm talking about? The Charlize Theron movie?
Oh, no, I haven't.
Well, that was, it's based on a true story, and she was a hooker. Didn't really give anything away. But that was her bit. She would, hitchhike on the side of the road.
She had nubs?
No, that wasn't her bit. But she'd get in the car, and both parties, she and whoever picked her up knew what they were doing. They knew they were picking up a hooker, and they knew they wanted something out of it. But still, she would get in the car, and she'd be like, hey, how's it going? And, the guy would be like, hey, how you doing? And she's just trash. And she's like, listen. And she pulled out a picture of these two kids. Like, my kids are down in Miami, and I'm just trying to get to them, and I just need a little cash, and, I'm willing to do some stuff for the cash. And that was her story every time she got in the car. Instead of just saying, hey, pull your pants down and give me $20 or something, she issued that story.
Pull your pants down and give me $20.
That's a great movie.
I'm in pain.
That is a tremendoid movie.
That's what I hear. What kind of injury did you sustain?
I got a neck injury.
That's not what you said during the break.
Well, I think it would be insensitive if I said Christopher Reeve injury on the air.
No, I got this sleep-related injury about a week and a half ago, and I pulled a nerve in my neck or something, and it hurts, and I'm basically paralyzed. I have to move my whole body to look at people and things like that. And I'm basically paralyzed, and it finally got better, and this morning I re-injured it while drying my hair with a towel.
You're in good shape.
I can't tell you. It's just one of those annoying, nagging things that you can't enjoy anything in your life when you got it, this injury.
I feel for you. You want a donut?
Want
no. Some donut,
hey, will you give me an orgasm? Will that loosen you up? Yeah, I'm just, I don't know, I'm tense. Thank you. I meant, give me my own, Corby, not...
Oh, sorry.
You mistakenly thought I'd just
launch onto his chest.
Yeah, I was really excited.
Here you go!
God! Like, Miggs, is that his name, in Silence
of
the Lambs?
Yeah.
You... I can smell your lunch.
So did Meg tell you he could smell your lunch?
I myself cannot. That was so creepy when he stuck his nose in the air. I myself cannot.
But you're wearing the cheap perfume.
Gosh. God, what a great movie that first Silence of the Lambs was.
Awesome.
So are we going to play the best bit ever?
I don't have the energy to sit through that. Just suffice it to say it's terrible.
Let's play the first 20 seconds.
No, we're going to hear it
no,
next.
No, you have 20 seconds.
No.
No, now.
No, we're going to
no,
hear it next.
No, no, we teased it last
we're gonna
time.
We're going to hear it next.
And
24 on Sports Radio 13 is in the ticket.
And there's a major death in the world of
paying
hockey.
Off your Christmas bills and don't have enough money to get a haircut? Then cover your mullet and make a sizable fashion statement with the ticket's January item of the month, the newly designed ticket cap. No matter how big your head has gotten lately, this FlexFit cap fits all sizes, from peanut head to kickball head.
Yes or no!
Wear it filled to the front, filled to the back.
Filled to the side, optional, homie.
Get it now for $15 at theticket.com. From the state...
Look west, and what do you see? Pictures of the wife and kids, an office wall, maybe the bald spot on Bob, the accounting guy? Ooh, that's appealing. Look west from a new home site at the Preserve at Silver Lakes Ranch, and all you'll see is unforgettable views and splendid sunsets. Look around at Silver Lakes Ranch, and you'll see Amon Carter Lake, one of the top 10 fishing lakes in Texas, all less than an hour from DFW. If you're looking for a great place to build a home, click on the Silver Lakes logo right now. They're opening up the Preserve at Silver Lakes Ranch with an exclusive number of one-acre home sites on beautiful Amon Carter Lake. Imagine a home perched on a hilltop overlooking the lake and surrounded by huge hardwood trees. That's what you'll find at Silver Lakes Ranch, but these lots and deals won't last long. Click on the Silver Lakes Ranch logo on your computer right now. Log on to silverlakesranch.com or call 866-938-LAKE. You spend enough time cooped up with no view at all. Why not enjoy the views and the sunsets at Silver Lakes Ranch? Just click on the logo right now and find out more about Silver Lakes Ranch. Call 866-938-LAKE.
Hey, you sitting listening to the computer. Lean closer. That's right. Put your eyes on the screen. You know what you need besides bread, Mitch? You need to start reading some of that educational mail I send you every day. I'm doing my part. Every morning I send you wonderfully informative offers on Viagra, Oxycontin, magic lubricants, patches, breast enhancers, offshore gambling, ways to make a fortune in Nigeria, and truly special Baratumbu videos. You just delete everything. Fine. Tomorrow there'll be 100 more offers. Keep deleting and soon there'll be 200 offers. Keep deleting and I'll shut your cyber down with what I call educational mail. I can do it too.
Tired of deleting this guy's spam? Then click over to MyPrivacyPolicy.com. MyPrivacyPolicy stops spam cold. It uses Vmail addresses, not your real email address, that you manage from your desktop. Demo it for 30 days. After that, it's only $39.95. See why MyPrivacyPolicy has been recommended by Newsweek magazine and has been written up in the Dallas Morning News. MyPrivacyPolicy. Click on the demo now. Your delete key will thank you.
Breaking sports news first guaranteed. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is The Ticket. KTCK, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTBK, Sherman-Denison. KTDK, Sanger. We're closer than you think. Just 3 hours east on I-.
See them, smell them, and taste them. First, take a look at the color. Miller Genuine Draft has a rich golden hue. Now for smell. Don't worry, you don't have to swirl it around like some kind of wine snob. Just take a whiff. You're looking for a nice malty aroma. Finally, the most important part, take a sip. We don't need to tell you what to look for when it comes to tasting a beer. It ought to taste smooth with a full balanced flavor. In other words, Miller Genuine Draft. So that's it, the whole test. We think you'll prefer Miller Genuine Draft. The beer with genuine flavor is cold till...
Well, surprise, surprise. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. If we've proven one thing, we've proven you can do this as good as we can. All sports, all the time. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Welcome to Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Breaking Cowboys news first, guaranteed. Ticket tickers at 10, 30, and 50 past the hour. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
1-4-9-4-3-9-9-8-1. A message from Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
The Ticket.
Star shut out the Blues 2-0. Marty Turco stopped 33 shots for his fourth shutout of the season. Mike Madonna says Turco came through for the team.
Unfortunately, I mean, the second period were a lot of dominant men for a while, and, you know, he came up with some great saves. I mean, you know, he can stall the puck real well, and, you know, they're a good team that moves the puck well, and they create a lot of open shots, so it seemed like he got better as the game went on.
There's a Stars' second straight win. Mavericks are rolling. They beat the Bulls 106-93 for their seventh straight win. That's a season high. Sean Bradley scored 13 points in only 29 minutes of play. Mavericks take on Sacramento tomorrow at noon. And the NHL had a big trade as the Capitals trade Jaromir Jagr to the Rangers for Anson Carter. The Caps are going to pick up a part of Jagr's contract. They'll pay $4.5 million a year over 4 years. Jagr's original deal, 7 years and $77 million. That's a Ticket Ticker. Our next one is at 10:50. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to get the brand new Ticket Flex Fit baseball cap. Order yours today by logging on to theticket.com.
From the White Stripes to the White House, Mike Levin talks about football and all that implies. Brought to you by Van Chevrolet, Subway, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
What? 10:32 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Rant with Corby, Dave, and Gordon. All right. Now, we're about to play you the funniest bit of all time.
That, in the opinion of one girl.
Yeah, we always have joked about this. Corby, Dave, and I have always joked about the... Oh, she's on the phone. Wow. Hi, what's your name, sweetheart?
This is Shelly.
Shelly.
Yeah.
Now, you came up to Corby last night.
Yeah.
And what did you say to him?
I just told him that what kind of endured me to Corby, because I'd only heard Corby, you know, with Chris before then,
uh-huh.
and a little bit on the T-Box. And when he did the bit with Grandpa with the train derailing and stuff and the little voices and everything, it was just, I just thought that was really funny. And it made me think, wow, I really like this show. And for some reason, as I was cleaning house, mopping my floor, I got a good chuckle out of it.
Now, we've always, Shelley, we've always made fun of that bit because
yeah,
that was at the time, and it, that was back when it was a much better show, when it was known as the Gordon Keith Show.
When it came on at 9.
And,
yeah, it was 9 to noon.
9 to noon, and
I ran the board,
yeah.
Corby produced, and you were the show host.
Right.
Yeah.
What happened to that, by the way? Why can't we go back to that?
We've all moved up, and you've stayed in the same
place. Yeah, I've stayed in the same place, and everyone else has moved up.
You like to sleep now or something? I mean, 9 o'clock was good.
All right, so Corby and Dave, we do this story early on in the show about this little train in St. Louis. It was one of those trains that, you know, a kiddie train in like a zoo, like
yeah.
going around the petting zoo. Yeah, going around a petting zoo, a little bitty
yeah.
train. And it went out of control and derailed. And so we do this story. We made some jokes about it.
Well, it didn't.
The guy died. The old man, the conductor, died. No kids.
Did he have a heart attack
died.
Or something?
I can't remember.
Something like that.
And so Corby and Dave think, okay, this will be fun. We'll go in and produce, you know, what the audio was like. So they leave the studio, and they did not come back until 2.5 hours later.
Yeah.
I had to fly. I flew solo the entire show.
Which was true greatness in its own also.
Thank you very much, Shelley. I appreciate that. And then they come back with this gem of a bit that took them 2.5 hours to come up with this radio
goal. We had to play it at the very end of the show.
Right.
Literally 2.5 hours after we had talked about the story.
Right.
So we had to reintroduce
the story. We were late going to the next show just where we could play this gold. And
I've listened all morning. I'm a true rant listener. And I'm sorry.
I know.
And what's ironic is that there's like not maybe 15, 30 minutes before Shelley came up and said this to Corby, Corby and Gordon and I had a conversation at the Hard Rock last night. What is the worst bit in ticket history?
And it was the St. Louis Zoo Train.
I'm not saying it was a good bit. I'm just saying it was funny and it cracked me up. I mean,
it was good.
I mean, you know.
I'm not saying I liked it, but
I loved it. Well, that's the thing. That's what was funny about the timing of you coming up and saying that to Corby, because we had just made fun of the fact that that ever aired. All right, so let's take a listen. This is Shelley's favorite bit.
Thank you.
The St. Louis Zoo Train.
Welcome, welcome all to the St. Louis Zoo, and especially welcome to all those sitting here on our train ride. And we'll be passing through some of the local animal cages and noticing a few foot animals here at the zoo. I'm your Captain John Forsyth, or your engineer, whatever you want to call me today is fine.
Is that his name?
Kids call me Grandpa.
No.
If you'd like to call me Grandpa. First of all, we'll be taking a little trip as the train gets moving.
Well, I was waiting for sound effects to start.
There's the leopard cages.
Oh, okay.
Running around and hollering at each other. If you listen real close, you can hear the leopards counting the spots. Everybody likes to count the leopard spots. As we move along to the penguins, you can see they don't fly. They sit there peacefully. As you can hear them yelling at each other, they're all mad at each other. As we head down, you'll see the monkey cages at about 50 feet as the train picks up speed for some unknown reason. Everybody, buckle up tight because the train is picking up speed and we are heading, it seems to be out of control. As we're heading down to the monkey cages, as I told you before, we're heading out of control, it seems to be.
Again, ramping.
Oh, God. It's a train wreck, the whole thing. I mean, but it's the voice, it's the little voices, it's the, oh, Grandpa. I mean, just the whole thing. It just, It's funny.
Well, I credit Dave for doing the voice work.
You did the voice of the penguins. You
and
did
the voice
the
of the leopards.
And the monkeys.
Which really sealed the bit.
Yeah.
It's so cheap. And you know what, Corby, it's clear that you were doing it on that little $10 Toys R Us megaphone thing that we used to have
up
here. Is
that still around here?
No.
We need that.
Corruption machine.
Yeah.
And did you write a word of that?
There was nothing written down.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's the best stuff. I mean, it's just...
But why did it take us so long?
Why did it take you 2.5 hours to do that?
Because you kept laughing about it. Because you kept getting cracked up about it.
Did we think it was good when we played it on the air?
Yes, you did. I mean, seriously, I mean, it was one of those things. It's a spur-of-the-moment thing.
You guys were proud of it.
We could have done that in 3 minutes.
We could have done that live on the air.
Yeah, we could have.
Now, I'll give it to you. The voice was funny.
It was. I think it's the voice that seals it, and how he says, and some people call me Grandpa.
Yeah, just throwing in stuff. That was funny, but I just, and you know that Corby, while Dave was sitting there pulling all the stupid sound effects.
Just doing his little cackling laugh.
And Corby was sitting there, and he was supposed to be writing a script, and he wrote one word and then traced over it 70 times.
That's what I do.
That's what Corby does, with his stupid, stupid left-handed scrawl.
And then a little geometric shape on the side of the page.
He's
the worst.
I'm an obsessive doodler.
I mean, Corby always calls me up here when he wants to do some bit for the hard line, and we have this argument every GD time we have this argument, which is, oh, man, I've already got it written, Gordon. Don't worry about it. I say, I don't want to get up there, Corby, and we have to sit around for an hour writing this bit. No, I've got it written. And I'll come up here, and he'll have one sentence written, and then he's traced over it 7 times, and then there'll be, like, some cross-hatching at the top as he's doodled.
But that's like the greatness of Corby, man.
But then I have to sit there and write. We have to write. And I just want to come in there and just record.
But that's his bit to get you there to help him write it. Don't you know that?
I hate my life. There will be no year 11 for me at the
yes,
ticket.
Yes, will.
No.
15, 20, the whole bit.
So what's your, how old are you?
Oh, me? I'm 36. You know, I'm the girl.
All right, we had a death in the world of entertainment.
In the world of hockey.
And hockey.
For some reason, you said hockey, Corby, and this guy, as far as I know, never played hockey.
He looks like a hockey coach.
Bob Keeshan is dead at the age of 76.
Who the hell is that?
That is Captain Kangaroo, Dave.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't even know he was still alive.
Yes, a lot of people didn't. They say he died after a long illness. I don't know what the illness was.
How old?
I found that out. 76.
I would have thought he was older.
I know.
Because he always looks
younger.
Yeah,
because,
I mean, 30 years ago when we were kids, it seemed like he was
mid-50s
or 60s then. I guess he just looked old.
Yeah.
When did he stop doing Captain Kangaroo?
I don't know. I'm not an expert on the guy.
Well, I'm just asking. You got the article in front of you.
Oh, yeah. I guess I could refer to the article.
So, what are the Flyers going to do?
He went off the air in 1991. He says CBS dropped it after 29 years.
Rich?
After 29 years, they dropped him in 1984, and then he went to PBS for 6 more years.
Is he rich?
I would think he did all right.
What did he do? What was his deal?
He had the moose that dropped ping pong balls. He had Mr. Green Jeans, who was, I guess, his...
No, that's Mr. Rogers.
Oh. No, it's Mr. That's Captain Kangaroo.
I had no idea.
Mr. Green Jeans was on Captain Kangaroo?
Yeah.
I thought he was on Mr. Rogers.
No.
I never watched
Mr. McFeely was on Captain Rogers. Whatever.
Mr. Green Jeans, Carrot Craving Bunny Rabbit, Ping Pong Ball Jokester Mr. Moose, and Verse Spouting Grandfather Clock.
Grandfather's clock.
Big hairy clock. Tom Terrific cartoons also were part of the daily menu.
I really don't remember a thing about that show.
Home Base was a surprise-filled treasure house from which the show became an award-winning national treasure.
Well, he's dead of death now.
When I met parents who grew up with...
We don't need to revisit his career, Corby.
Oh.
We're here to celebrate the fact that we don't have to talk about him ever again. Hi, you're on the ticket. Hello, you're on the ticket.
We just wanted to let you know that Keeshan also played Clarabel on Howdy Doody.
Yeah, I knew that.
What's Howdy Doody?
It's another old show. It's that before your time, Corby.
That marionette show.
Unfortunately, not before my time.
Back when people were more easily entertained.
You think people are easier in a cat seat?
You're on the air.
Meow, meow, kitty, meow, meow.
Oh, it's the Mr. Rogers cat.
Meow.
Kitty, kitty, meow, meow.
Meow, meow, miss, meow, meow, cat.
Which was the worst
meow,
character
meow
on television ever. So you're in mourning today?
Meow.
Oh, he's crying. Poor kitty, kitty, meow, meow, meow. But you were on a different show. You were on Mr. Rogers.
Meow, 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 but meow, meow, love, meow, meow, kangaroo, meow.
Oh, but you still love Captain Kangaroo.
Did you guys party after hours, or?
Meow, meow, Deep Ellum, meow.
Oh, we used to go to Deep Ellum together.
Meow, meow, trees, meow, meow, Galaxy Club. Meow, meow, fun. Meow, meow, eat, meow, meow, Camp Kangaroo, Ed. Meow, meow, Cafe Brazil.
Oh, guys, you eat a Cafe Brazil, huh?
What did Captain Kangaroo always get there? Did he have the migas or what?
Meow, 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 chorizo nachos, meow.
Oh, those are good. Yeah.
I have a question for you, kitty, kitty, meow, meow. Why do you, if you can speak the words, why do you have to pat it with meow, meows?
Meow, meow, just meow.
Just does it. Just a thing.
Meow, meow, daddy on. Love you, meow, meow.
Okay, bye-bye. That's Kitty Kitty Meow Meow from the Mr. Rogers Show joining us to talk about the death of Captain Kangaroo, dead at the age of 76. So,
why are you guys laughing?
God bless him. God bless Captain Kangaroo as he prepares for his many months of rotting. All right, the drummer for Judas Priest is in trouble, and wait to hear what he's in trouble for. I'll tell you that story next.
We've chosen sides.
Let's go to Team Hardline. Your thoughts about your team?
They had Denny. They win the game.
Oh, where go you, Bob.
He's at the draft. I mean, whoever gets Denny Lowry wins the game, so they win.
Now it's time to choose your seat for Charity Challenge on 7. Players have been divided into 4 categories. Difference makers, playmakers, warm bodies, and guys with a bag. Seats have been divided into 2 categories. $15 for lower reserve seats and upper reserve for 10. Proceeds don't get divided. It all benefits the Dallas Stars Foundation. Get your tickets for Charity Challenge on I-7 now by calling...
Look west, and what do you see? Pictures of the wife and kids, an office wall, maybe the bald spot on Bob, the accounting guy? Ooh, that's appealing. Look west from a new home site at the Preserve at Silver Lakes Ranch, and all you'll see is unforgettable views and splendid sunsets. Look around at Silver Lakes Ranch, and you'll see Amon Carter Lake, one of the top 10 fishing lakes in Texas, all less than an hour from DFW. If you're looking for a great place to build a home, click on the Silver Lakes logo right now. They're opening up the Preserve at Silver Lakes Ranch with an exclusive number of one-acre home sites on beautiful Amon Carter Lake. Imagine a home perched on a hilltop overlooking the lake and surrounded by huge hardwood trees. That's what you'll find at Silver Lakes Ranch, but these lots and deals won't last long. Click on the Silver Lakes Ranch logo on your computer right now. Log on to SilverLakesRanch.com or call 866-938-LAKE. You spend enough time cooped up with no view at all. Why not enjoy the views and the sunsets at Silver Lakes Ranch? Just click on the logo right now and find out more about Silver Lakes Ranch. Call 866-938-LAKE.
December 15th was a groundbreaking day in United States history. The day the Can-Spam legislation went into effect. It has wiped out spam in this country. All unauthorized emails have been eliminated. It truly is a better time in America. It's safe to go to your email inbox again. Believe me.
Okay, so the anti-spam legislation didn't exactly work that way. In fact, spam has actually gotten worse. Why would you think the government could fix this? Take control with your own privacy policy. Click onto the My Privacy Policy link right there in the corner and take a 30-day no-obligation test drive of the most advanced anti-spam tool in the country. My Privacy Policy doesn't use email addresses, but V-mail addresses, the virtual addresses, that completely frustrate a spammer's agenda. My Privacy Policy has the recommendation of Newsweek magazine and has been written up in the Dallas Morning News. Do what the government couldn't and for a lot less. It's only $39.95 a year, less than 15 cents a day. Log on now. My Privacy Policy. Click on the link now.
Welcome to Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
www.theticket.com.
This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Just a bunch of guys hanging out and talking sports.
Be able to approve Tier 1 credit, limited time offer. See dealer for details.
I'm Layla. You know the Mavs have a chance when the Mantis is in action next on The Ticket Ticker.
This is The Ticket, established in 1994 as Dallas-Fort Worth's original all-sports station. The Little Ticket delivers breaking sports news first, guaranteed. We talk about our teams in our town. We live here. We work here. We hang out with you. We party with you. We identify hot girls on TV and hire ticket chicks to make your listening more pleasurable. Yeah, we love sports. Sports is our business. But we're really just a bunch of guys who couldn't get any other jobs. So, this is what we do. Thanks for listening to the one and only Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
TheTicket.com.
Dallas-Fort Worth's Ticket.
Ticket Ticket.
The Praying Mantis Sean Bradley had a big hand in the Mavericks 106-93 win over the Bulls. CTX Mortgage brings you the ticker. Bradley scored 13 points in only 29 minutes, but he says it wasn't a cakewalk.
We were doing what we had to do to get a win tonight. I know this team was fatigued from playing. We played less than 24 hours ago and got in really early this morning. And, you know, it's part of the NBA, but still, it can take it out of you some. So we were trying to do what we had to do to get a win here in Chicago.
And they have won. In fact, they've won 7 straight. It's a season high. Marty Turco gets his 4th shutout of the season in the Stars' 2-0 shutout of the Blues. Turco stopped 33 shots in the game, and Aaron Downey scored the game-winning goal. Stars play the Blues again tonight at 7, this time in St. Louis. TCU could be taking place in more conference realignment. The Horned Frogs are expected to get an invitation from the Mountain West Conference next week. If they accept, they would leave Conference USA before the 2005-2006 season. Our next ticket ticker is at 11:10, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant Weekend on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. We can't prove it, but we're pretty sure one of our talk hosts was born on a pool table.
Memories hit the ground. They hardly make a sound.
Yeah.
Like the snow.
Is this a tribute to Captain Kangaroo?
This
is his latest song. His last song before he died. Anyway, this is it's 10:51 here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. You got The Rant with Chumby, Davis, and Guadagna.
Can you guys tell the difference between those bands like that that all sound?
No. Which one was that? Was that Creed?
I don't know. And like Puddle of Mud and...
Huh? What was that called? Mendel?
Bendel.
Bendel, huh. I thought that was a...
I seriously cannot tell the difference.
Beowulf. No, it's Grendel.
Oh. Can't tell the difference between those bands.
I don't know.
Is that sound like something that our dad
You're old,
say?
Yeah. You've now gotten
they
old.
They all sound the same.
Oh, they're all the same. All that Beatles stuff, all that Puddle of Mud stuff. Okay, so the Judas Priest drummer. Anybody a fan of the Priest?
I was back in the day. I was a junior high headbanger.
Davey has gone through every fad there's ever been. He was into it at one point.
So Danny.
I know.
Danny's the exact same way.
That is, an adopted thing.
It is.
Something about being adopted, you just want, you're looking for acceptance everywhere. So Judas Priest, you know their front man, what's his name, Ian Astbury?
Rob Halford.
That's what I'm talking about.
He's super gay for everyone.
Yeah, and I guess people didn't know he was gay back in the day, although when you look at it now, he just looks like a village person.
Mm.
Breaking the law. Did you think this song?
Why would people be sucked into this stuff?
Because breaking the law, man.
This man's rebellious, man. Speak to me. I break the law. Or at least I would if my parents wouldn't get on to me.
They wouldn't ground me so much.
So, did you listen to this song, Dave?
Yeah.
Have you ever listened to this song in your room alone?
Probably, I don't know.
That's so sad.
I don't think it's
so sad.
I don't think it spoke to me. I think I just liked the song.
On sitting on your little cot with your bowl of porridge.
Breaking the law. Breaking the law. Breaking the law.
Okay, so they're the former drummer for the heavy metal band Drummle. Oh, it's the Go-Go's, isn't it?
You've got another thing coming, Gordon.
Former drummer for the heavy metal band Judas Priest was convicted in London of trying to rape a teenager.
Oh, no.
Whom he was giving drum lessons.
Huh.
David Holland is the guy's name. He has denied assaulting the 17-year-old.
Boy or girl?
Boy.
Oh, no. The whole band's that way.
No, they just broke the computer.
He got excited. He heard 17-year-old boy.
The boy has learning difficulties.
Oh, no.
A jury found Mr. Holland guilty of one charge of attempted rape and five counts of indecent assault.
Are they playing hide the drumsticks?
Where do you hide them?
This is Winger. This is not...
Yeah, this sounds like later Van Halen.
But this is 17, so I guess it's appropriate.
Yeah.
I think the only good song Judas Priest had was Living After Midnight.
That was a good song.
I take it this is all from the Bone Library, huh?
Do we have Living After Midnight in there?
Hear what happened over there?
Yeah, is Bo Roberts going to play Living After Midnight coming Monday?
I don't think he's working there anymore.
We had so much shocking radio news yesterday.
What else?
Hold on.
Stop. You don't have to concentrate to overclap.
All right. Kill the music. God dang it, that's loud in my ears. So we had our 10th anniversary. That was big.
That was
deal.
Shocking.
That was
right.
Shocking.
I don't
it
think
amazed
that,
me.
I don't think that was big news to anyone but us.
Right. We got news that the morning show was nominated for AWARC again,
that's
which
good.
Doesn't mean too much to us, but so
it's like the
company loves it.
It's like the local radio awards.
Well, yeah, it's like the local Emmys or Oscars.
Do you know who else is up?
No, I don't. No. So that was kind of neat. We found out that one of our competitors fired their whole staff.
What?
At Fox Sports. Apparently they let everyone go on Friday.
Everyone?
So yeah.
What are they going to do?
I don't know.
They
you know,
are
we
network.
To, we need to call Tommy Daniels. You know, I think he worked over there. He's our friend.
Oh, he'll be back over here.
Which I'd love for Tommy to be back over here.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of Tommy.
Yeah.
Talk about old ladies, he's run down.
Right. So we heard that. I think it was confirmed, which is odd.
Bizarre.
It's always so shocking when you hear, man, did you hear what happened over at so-and-so? They fired everyone. Everyone's gone.
Everyone.
Everyone. All the on-air. We heard that. Then also we heard that our sister station, 93.3 The Bone, you will no longer be able to hear Bo Roberts on that station.
They didn't pick up his contract or what happened, you know?
I don't know the story behind it.
Yeah, I was shocked to hear that last night. Especially after as big a deal as they made when they got him.
Right.
I don't know. I guess the numbers weren't there.
No, I think he quit.
Did he?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. From what I understand, well, I don't know how much we should talk about this, but from what I understand, his contract had expired. And
he only signed a year?
I guess so.
How long have you been on the air?
No, he's been there for 2 years.
Has he?
Huh. Yeah, I think so. But anyway, the point is that he's no longer going to be at the Bone, and Humble Billy Hayes will now do mornings at the Bone.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Is Humble, you didn't hear that either?
No.
Is Humble Billy still doing Mavs PA? Because the other night when they were on TNT, they had the Stars guy doing PA, and it's so much better.
Yeah, at the Laker game?
Yeah.
I was there. I wondered why it was so much better presentation.
Yeah, because Humble Billy wasn't doing the PA.
So, just all kinds of stuff happening yesterday in the World O Radio, and we feel bad for those guys losing their jobs over at Fox, because we knew a lot of them. Some of them worked here.
I didn't know any of them. What are you talking about?
Well, yeah, you know Tommy Daniels.
Oh,
I
yeah.
think John Radigan worked over there.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah, but John Radigan has a
job. Yeah, but still, you don't like anyone to lose their job.
No.
No one ever cried for me, so F them.
Got a point there. David Robinson.
Yeah, I believe our buddy's the hot spot.
Jeremy Blanton.
So, we offer them this forum, should they want to come on and talk about what happened. We will extend this offer to everyone, except for Fisher.
Was he over there?
No, he had been fired long before over there. So, there's some radio news I wanted to tell you about.
Okay.
Hmm. And as we enter the second hour of the rant, here's Corby.
And we're out of steam.
Did you see the story of the University of North Texas scam that was almost pulled off?
Yeah, I saw it. Why are you dismissing his... You threw it to him. And now you're dismissing what he's bringing to the show.
Yeah, I mean, I read it.
Support your teammate. I answered his question.
So, it was a tease.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm sorry.
And we're going to talk about it next.
All right.
Or now.
And plus, we'll talk o'clock. About...
oh, it is?
Yeah, we still got three.
Oh.
You still have 3 minutes, Mr. Davidson. No, 3 minutes.
Mr. Davidson. I'd read the story, so you want to take over?
You son of a bitch. You know what he did? He looked at the top story.
Did you see that the DA is going to review the files on 21 Dallas officers?
Can you believe that gentle teacher to generations?
Yeah. You're not going to believe that a polite conversation turns rather rude. Next.
All right. So the North Texas scam, what were they doing? It was somehow related to the library.
I don't understand. It was like a pyramid scheme or something.
Yeah, this...
No, it wasn't a pyramid scheme. It was... She was an administrative assistant, and she was hiring people to do... She was hiring people for jobs.
Non-existent jobs.
Yeah, for jobs that they weren't actually going to do, and she was going to pay them, and then she... You know, they were going to take a piece, and then they were going to kick the rest back to her.
Right. And she got, like, over $200,000?
Yeah, $265,000.
Yeah.
That's a great story. Thank you guys for your coverage.
It was this woman and 13 other people.
God, her picture. She looks like such a lesbian.
Including her son.
Yeah, how do you get your kid involved in something like that?
How do you? Just ask him, I would assume.
Boy, she is kind of bull dykey.
Yeah.
Hey.
No, she's in jail now. It doesn't matter. You can call her whatever you want. And she's a public figure.
I don't know about that. All right. I thought about this, Corby. I thought about your grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see in Lubbock where a 92-year-old man was sentenced to prison for bank robbery?
Yeah, I saw it.
Did you see where Wesley Clark's still talking about that campaign stuff?
I read it.
Let's see. Maybe there's something that hasn't seen in here. See where Weir's has some Queen Anne-style tables on sale.
I didn't see that.
Oh, okay. Well, that's the story. They have them for sale.
Awesome.
All right, and with 1 hour left to go on the program, here's Dave Lane.
Oh, wait, I want to go back to the bank robber. Because why did you think of my grandfather? Because
isn't your granddad like 100?
He's 99.
Okay, so you got me under the, he's 1 year shy of 100. But
right.
This guy's 92 and sentenced to prison for bank robbery for 12 and a half years. You think he can see the end of that sentence?
No, but I think that's a good gag.
You got nothing to lose at that point, right?
Let's just say that you're teetering, you're on the edge of being put in a home or whatever.
Prison's just as good?
Yes, absolutely.
No way.
Yes, it is.
Being in prison would suck compared to a retirement community.
I don't know about that. You're hanging out with guys all the time. It doesn't smell like urine everywhere. Those places are the most depressing places in the world.
There's some of them that are fine.
Oh, man. The assisted living homes are okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
But the full-blown nursing home, you know, assisted living is like having an apartment.
Yeah.
You know, an old person apartment community or whatever. But those homes, my grandmother was put in one of those. She had Alzheimer's, and it was just a mess. And it was just depressing.
Did she smell like urine?
The whole place did.
Did she?
No. I don't think. I mean, how would I know? Because the whole place smelled like it. I didn't go around sniffing each individual.
You didn't sniff your grandmother?
No.
Just kind of bow your head down there and just...
You smell like tinkles, Granny.
Granny, I smell your lunch.
What?
That's weird.
And the food they send in there, it's just awful.
PT food?
So I encourage bank robbery from the 90-plus crowd.
Now, you and your wife moved into a Hitler community, didn't you? Yeah, so this guy, he got sentenced to 12 and a half years. His name is Red Roundtree. Red's in quotes. He had even an old man nickname. Relatives say that Mr. Roundtree was once a successful businessman in Houston, but apparently spent much of his money putting his second wife through drug rehabilitation programs.
How old is she?
31.
Oh, dear.
So basically, she bled him dry.
A 31-year-old he married when he was 76.
Genius. Good for him.
Yeah.
That's a pretty expensive piece, though. Why can't we have legal prostitution?
If you were 76 and your wife had left you or your wife died, whatever, and there's a 31-year-old.
Uh-huh.
She's 31, but she's real tore up.
Mm-hmm.
Are you attracted to her because she's 31 and you're 76 and you have no options?
Yes. Like compared to the 70-year-old you could get?
Let's just say compared to nothing.
Yes.
If there's nothing out there and some troll walks up.
Like, how bad are you talking?
I'm talking like, I'm assuming this is
like Layla ugly, or are you talking, hey, oh, is she here? Oh, she gave me the hardline salute.
Layla's hot. Layla's the hottest.
Layla's hot too, man.
Layla's the hottest radio personality in the city. Outside of.
Talk a little bit, Layla. I want to hear your voice.
Outside.
No.
Oh, yes.
I could have that.
Davey really does think he can have you.
Okay.
You should hear the way he talks about you when you're not around.
Yeah.
Did you hear what George DeJohn said earlier this morning?
No. What did he say?
Is
he hitting on you?
No, not really. No, I mean, I guess it was a compliment in personal trainer talk.
Don't kick him in the nuts.
Is that that your period
it's
thing?
It's pointless. Pardon?
And don't look at Dave. No, don't look for comfort after that line.
I thought George said that a bunch. All right, so what did he say to you?
Oh, he just made a comment about my pants.
What did he say?
Oh, something about...
That he wanted to be inside them?
No. No, just he said something, and he said I had to ask from hell.
He said that about you?
And isn't that a bad thing?
In a good way? Or
In the black community.
He didn't explain that. Yes, Corby?
In the black community, I think that's
your
a compliment.
Your ass is very popular around here.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
All right,
he said with George DeJohn, apparently he hates it.
Well, no, he said it was a good thing later on, but I was confused thoroughly for at least 2 seconds.
I think he said it because he thinks that, and then he's trying to justify it later on. No, I meant it good. I meant it in a good way.
No, he meant it in a good way.
I don't know.
You have a fun time? Ass.
What?
Okay, would you rather have the ass from hell or the fun time ass?
You have to choose the title today.
This is going to take some decision. I mean, such great titles to
choose. Do you like your ass?
It could be a little smaller, honestly.
But you're working on it, right?
Well, I work out every day and stuff, yeah.
Well, then why don't you get surgery? Get ass reduction surgery, like I have all the time.
Liposuction is dangerous, Gordon.
Well, that's your problem, not mine.
And, you know, I'm not a big-time talk show host.
How bad do you want your ass to be smaller? I mean, come on.
Oh, my neck is bloody.
You got to show commitment. It's bloody.
Oh, it's just hurting so bad.
No, you're
very, very cute, Leyland. Don't let anyone say they can, smell your, well, I don't know what he said.
Period.
Right.
Huh?
I don't know. Who's on the air?
Did David Robinson finish your sentence for you?
So don't let anyone tell you you're not cute or make you feel not cute.
Oh, no. I think
she has very strong periods. I don't know. That's me talking about a typewriter.
Mm. What? That's a great out.
So anyway, so yes. Thank you, Layla. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're not mad at Dave or George to John, are you?
No.
Okay, good.
Only Dave.
With your messy period.
What are you talking about?
What?
What are you talking about?
Who?
You.
The Stars. You just said they played really sloppy in the second last night.
Oh.
Second period.
Okay. Just making sure. Layla, you were out at the 10th anniversary party last night.
I was indeed.
Did you see a man there? That was
dating someone?
No.
Well, I don't understand why you are not taken by some guy.
Well.
She's choosy, I think.
Uh-huh.
Are you very choosy?
I am.
So what kind of guy do you look for?
You know what?
A P1?
A P1. You know, though, sometimes people go, whoa, you work at the Ticket? Yeah, I know about sports, too. And I'm like, great, so does everybody I work with.
What?
Period.
Oh, my gosh. What the hell's going on?
What is that blood?
I don't know. Let's move on. So, all right, so let's say that all of us are available. Would you go out with any one of us three?
Maybe.
Ooh, which one first? We're not very popular with her.
If you had to lose your virginity today on this table.
Would you stop mentioning her virginity? And don't make it a specific location where she loses it.
And certainly not the table.
Yes. We're talking about going out with, dating, you know, like.
Uh-huh.
So would you go out? You have to rank us.
I have to rank you?
Yes. I always love doing this.
This isn't very fair.
It's very uncomfortable. I know, Layla, but that's part of working on the program.
Man, the rank has got a whole lot, like, more difficult to work.
I know.
Okay.
Especially when you're on the rank.
Go ahead, Layla.
Did you see that?
See what?
That article in that rag, that sports page magazine.
Shut up. Go ahead, Layla. We're waiting.
Who is you?
We're listening, Layla. Go ahead.
You know we're late to break.
Yes, that's why we want you to hurry up and rank us.
Okay, 1, 2, and 3.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm telling last night. I'm going to hate that I asked. I'm going to hate.
Number 3. Okay, Gordon will put you in number 3.
Damn!
You asked for it.
I know.
Number 2. Ooh, this is a toughie.
It is a toughie, isn't it?
Does Charlie count? He's standing in the hall.
No.
Dang.
Didn't count for anything.
Okay, 3, Gordon, 2. Wait, how are your names in alphabetical order?
Oh, see, you're not playing fun.
You can't do that to somebody.
All right, when we come back, you have to give us your rankings.
Okay.
And full reasoning.
I have to do a ticker, though, first.
Then you have to prove it.
Here's AM.
Watch your bottom.
KTTK, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTTK, Sherman-Denison. KTTK, Sanger. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, at 1310 AM, 1700 AM, 104.1 FM, or anytime, anywhere, online at www.theticket.com. Read about all your favorite shows.
TheTicket.com.
Check out The Ticket Chick of the Month and link to your local team.
TheTicket.com.
Download your favorite drops and grab the E-Break of the Week. Sports, babes, BS, and content that changes everything.
Look west, and what do you see?
pictures of the wife and kids, an office wall, maybe the bald spot on Bob, the accounting guy. Ooh, that's appealing. Look west from a new home site at the Preserve at Silver Lakes Ranch, and all you'll see is unforgettable views and splendid sunsets. Look around at Silver Lakes Ranch, and you'll see Amon Carter Lake, one of the top 10 fishing lakes in Texas, all less than an hour from DFW. If you're looking for a great place to build a home, click on the Silver Lakes logo right now. They're opening up the Preserve at Silver Lakes Ranch with an exclusive number of one-acre home sites on beautiful Amon Carter Lake. Imagine a home perched on a hilltop overlooking the lake and surrounded by huge hardwood trees. That's what you'll find at Silver Lakes Ranch, but these lots and deals won't last long. Click on the Silver Lakes Ranch logo on your computer right now. Log on to SilverLakesRanch.com or call 866-938-LAKE. You spend enough time cooped up with no view at all. Why not enjoy the views and the sunsets at Silver Lakes Ranch? Just click on the logo right now and find out more about Silver Lakes Ranch. Call 866-938-LAKE.
The dish is a disease. We're the cure. Offer ends February 8, 2004. Offer may vary and restrictions may apply.
Sports Radio 13's and the Ticket.
Hello, good T1. It's Big Dick, and I am at NTB, Plano Parkway in Preston in Plano, out here until 1 o'clock with myself and a couple of ticket chicks and some Mavericks tickets that we want to give you as well for tomorrow's game of the Sacramento Kings. The catch is you got to come by with an acoustic guitar and play the first couple of bars of Smoke on the Water. Beat us all down with that. Come by Plano Parkway and Preston in Plano NTV and do that, and we'll give you Mavericks tickets. Just for stopping by, we'll register you to win ticket T-shirts, $25 great outdoor gift certificates, and Dallas Sidekicks tickets as well. Come by and take advantage of the $25 off break packages and the $20 off Retown and Western Warehouse stores.
New Year's specials of up to 50% off and more on hundreds of famous brand Western boots throughout all the stores.
Look for red tag savings on DFW's best selection of boots and Western wear.
Like the Rudy famous Justin original work boots starting at only $79.
And authentic handcrafted Tony Lama and Justin cowhide or bullhides, $99.
Boot Town and Western Warehouse have all the newest style with Harley Davidson boots from $89. And Wolverine pull-on work boots, $49.
Circle G exotic boots, $99. Ladies belts, $9.95.
Round up the newest styles of Luke Casey, Wolverine, Justin, Double H, and Ariat.
Plus, find great rodeo brands like Wrangler, Levi, Cinch, Lawman, Resistol, Stetson, and so much more.
You don't have to go to the rodeo to take advantage of all the low January clearance bargains you'll find.
A Nigerian plane crash where you can get $60 million. An unauthorized video of a so-called celebrity you could care less about. You too can have bigger body parts. Oxycontin and other narcotics. Get them here. A fake 17-year-old slave girl who actually lives in Iowa. A miracle cream. Travel deals. Patches. Magic.
Make sure the spam hits the wall. The My Privacy Policy wall. When you use our Vmail addresses instead of your real email address, spam hits a wall and can't get through. Because spammers don't know who you are. Guaranteed. Download a free 30-day trial of My Privacy Policy now. After that, it's only $39.95 a year, less than 15 cents a day. My Privacy Policy has been recommended by Newsweek magazine and was featured in the Dallas Morning News. It's your email. Take it back. MyPrivacyPolicy.com. Log on now.
Sale price $500, 99 for it. Escort sale price $50, 93 for it. F-150 sale price.
Fewer calories. So that's it, the whole test. We think you'll prefer great-tasting, less-filling Miller Lite. But don't take our word for it. Try the test and see for yourself. Miller. Good call.
If we've proven one thing, we've proven you can do this as good as we can. Welcome to Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Office Depot. What you need to know. Call 1-800-GO-DEPOT. Even the call is free. Yes, free.
The Ticket.
Ticket, ticket.
Besides a 1-2 in a row after a 2-0 shutout of the Blues, Aaron Downey scored the game-winning goal, and he was pretty excited.
Some goals for some teams, you know. A couple years ago in the playoffs, they were calling me Happy Gilmore. So I think it's just sometimes things come back to you, you know what I mean? I actually got a chuckle from that when they were calling me that.
It was Downing's first goal of the season. Mavericks went on the road again. They beat the Bulls 106-93. Antonio Davis says the Mavs defense controlled the game.
They came in here and pretty much, you know, did what they wanted to do. You know, it was very interesting that they played zone the whole time. That should tell us a lot about ourselves, you know, but now we have to figure out how to adjust, you know, because if you're forcing teams to play zone, then you're going to have to learn how to play against it.
Mavs won 4 straight on the road and 7 overall. It is a season high. There's one less Williams sister at the Australian Open. Venus was upset by Lisa Raymond in the third round. On the men's side, Roger Federer defeated Todd Reed in straight set. That's the Ticket Ticker, a service with Sam's Club for business or home. Sam's Club is everything you need for your Super Sunday celebration. Visit samsclub.com to print your own one-day guest pass or find a club near you. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 11:30. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant Weekend on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Carolina and New England made it to the Super Bowl, and our guys will be there with live coverage. Houston, we have a problem. All day, every day, beginning Monday. Brought to you by Majestic Liquors, Bobcat, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Eleven 20 on Sports Radio 13.
What the hell is that?
Yeah, what is this?
Dirt are you playing this?
He's
on your
bringing
own?
In his own personal CD collection,
which I have no problem with. That he's contributing, he's thinking, he's working. Nothing wrong with that.
It's really bad music.
No, I mean the music is the worst part of it, but
but the initiative is good.
Bindle and the Dirt Pops.
Yeah. All right, you've got the
rags. You have the doo-doo rags?
What's happening with you, Corby?
What do you mean?
You're having some kind of body problem right now.
You're going into labor over there on the other side of the table.
Hurts so bad.
You claim that you need to lay what?
What? You've been coiner of the phrase doo-doo egg.
You've been filling the studio with Airbnb. And you need to lay doo-doo eggs.
You guys want a donut?
Stop.
We have donuts.
Stop trying to peddle stale donuts.
All right, did you guys see the story?
I'll have one.
Can I have another?
Can I have a donut? Give me donuts.
Are they from this morning?
Yes.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, they're from this morning. I love the Krispy Kreme.
Me too. The story of the guy that used to be on Party of Five, this came down this week.
Yes.
We never got to the story during entertainment news because those guys don't care about Party of Five and therefore would be disinterested in the story.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy, I guess he was did you see this thing?
No, I
don't know who he was because I didn't watch the show, if he was a regular or what.
He was like a boyfriend of a girl.
What was the main girl, Dave?
What's her name? That actress?
Neve Campbell. Yes, Neve Campbell's boyfriend on the show, who I thought was another guy. I guess it was just a random boyfriend because I know she had one guy that was a mainstay on the show, but it wasn't him. But he got busted because he was having an affair, a sexual affair, with one of his ex-wife's nieces?
They just said relative? His ex-wife. The problem was the age of
the
girl.
Yeah, it started when she was 13.
Oh, I heard 11.
It was 11? That's even more shocking. Well, just pull it up. It's on E! Online or something.
All right, hold on.
Well, whatever the case.
Got to get the breast window washer screen off of here.
He was having an affair with a tiny girl who was a relative of his ex-wife.
Okay, E! Online?
Yeah. And the sad part is, it's just now coming to the forefront, and she's like 17 or 18 now.
So now it's almost legal.
Right.
So he could go ahead and restart the relationship.
And I guess she recorded one of their telephone conversations together, and this was submitted in court. him going, listen, I'm an actor, and I could get in a lot of trouble. I could go to jail if you tell anybody about our affair. And I guess she had that on tape. And it was like, why do you need to go out? You're an actor, first off. And the guy was a pretty decent-looking guy.
Maybe she's hot.
Why do you need to do that?
Campbell's husband filed for divorce.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't find the story here.
What's the headline on the story,
Corby?
Did you not type in Party 5?
I typed in Party 5, and I've got...
Are you looking, Dave?
Party 5 hits 100. Fox throws a party of five. Party of five in the angst.
Is it under news or under gossip?
I'm looking at
under news. It was probably, you know, 4 or 5 days ago.
Oh, oh my Lord, Corby.
Oh, dear.
You okay?
But
what the hell?
It just must be a sickness.
Why, you burped?
No.
Oh.
Going after 11-year-olds when you don't have to. There's something wrong with those humans. Hello?
Yeah, we're searching.
I just want a little reaction from the story.
You see where Eminem's mom was carjacked?
Yeah, I have that story here.
All right.
A 16-year-old boy.
That is still...
A 16-year-old boy approached...
Yeah, can we be done with your story, Corby?
I guess. I mean...
A 16-year-old boy approached Debbie Nelson, Eminem's mom. She's 49.
Ooh, yeah.
And she was sitting in her Honda Accord at a gas station on 8 Mile Road at about 11:30 p.m.
What's the deal with 8 Mile? Why is everything that he has to do with 8 Mile Road?
That movie was named after
that road.
That road.
Oh.
Not everything he does has 8 Mile in it.
And this 16-year-old boy carjacked her and dragged her down the street.
What do you mean? Like, by her hair? Why didn't he just take her car?
He had a silver handgun, and he demanded that she get out. And then, I guess,
all right,
he was dragged.
Did you guys see,
No, go ahead.
No, y'all go ahead.
No, you're over there.
Are you guys fans of Jethro Tull?
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on?
Hey, last night I was out at a bar, and there were this couple, the guy and a girl, and I sat down at the bar, and I was sitting there, and they started talking to me, and then they said, would you be interested in going into the film industry? They're trying to recruit me into porn movies.
And?
And I said, absolutely.
You're going to do it?
No, I'm not going to do it.
Are you serious?
Get this. First, they said they're just like regional recruiters for this company, and that's what they do. And they go out and they hang out at bars, and they try and recruit people into it. Just normal. I'm just a normal dude, man.
Are you?
Yes.
What bar are you at?
Huh?
What bar are you at so I can go there?
it was a beer bar relatively close to the Hard Rock where you guys were last night.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah. And was the woman good looking?
She was cute. That guy was gay as gay can be. And I kind of thought that it might have been some sort of a weird thing to where they were just trying to, you know, drug me and...
Take your kidney?
I don't know. It was very bizarre.
All right, now wait a second. We've got information from our producer as to what act they wanted to film. Is this true?
No, I didn't tell him. I just said in the porn industry.
Oh, okay. You didn't scream porn. Yeah, okay. Thank you. Thank you for your...
No.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right.
No, it was very weird, but...
And she was cute? Was she in the industry?
No.
Like an actress?
Just recruiters in the area.
I believe it, you know, because amateur is where everything is at these days.
Yeah,
and
they
so...
said this is a deal to where they would fly at you, you know. I said, where do you do the filming? Is it local? And they said, no, they take everybody out to Hollywood or L.A.,
uh-huh.
And just take people out there, and they just hang out in bars and look for guys.
Man, it is such a crazy industry. My buddy who's...
Oh, freaking speedy.
Who's a cinematographer out there. Whenever you graduate from any of the big three schools out there, USC or AFI or UCLA, and whatever you do in the film industry, the porno people get the list of names of all the graduates. And it's impossible to find good work out there once you first graduate. I mean, you're a minion for years and years and years until you build up enough and, you know, build your resume up to the point where you can actually do something credible. So they'll call immediately after you get out of school and say, hey, we want you to shoot, you know, this porn film, and we'll pay you a couple $1,000s a day or whatever, and but you're blackballed from the industry if...
So you have to shoot, like, black guys?
No. You're ostracized from the film industry if they ever catch you doing that. So a double-edged sword, you need the money.
But they always use pseudonyms, right?
Yeah.
Like fake names
but
on the cover.
Still, if it ever gets back that you were in that, that you were doing that, then the industry will have nothing to do with you, the normal film industry.
I was laughing about it because I asked them, who does the filming? I mean, what kind of people, and they were talking about the great cinematographers and whatnot that they had, the technical people.
Yeah, because they use these kids that are right out of school.
Yeah.
Who are really credible.
And I asked them about that, and I asked them about the names and how you come up with the names. And they said, you know, you just come up with your own name, so.
I think Coop had a name. I think he did.
Dun, 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 dun.
But I'm not sure.
Not sure if you can find it.
Coop's porn name.
Yeah.
Porn name.
All right. So thanks for the call.
A, B, C, D, E, F.
Harry Cox.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
It's Daisy there.
Oh, it's Stoma Guy.
Oh, dear. Hi.
Happy New Year and happy anniversary.
Oh, thank you.
Go ahead and tell the story of who this guy is.
I'm too tired.
When I was 13, a Stoma man rolled up to me in his wheelchair and... the Dillard's at Irving Mall and asked my friend and I if we would give him a hug for Christmas.
And did you?
Yes.
It made my holidays even so metal.
So glad I could help.
That is so disturbing. Did you immediately go just scrub your taint 100 times?
Yeah.
I went home and soaked in a tub.
Why?
How are you guys today?
We're doing fine. I didn't see you at the birthday party last night. How come you didn't make it?
Well, I was trying to do a new spot for the 10-year anniversary, and I had some difficulty.
What difficulty did you have?
I was trying to put 10 baby arms in my Stoma, and I had to go to the emergency room.
You were trying to put 10 baby arms in your Stoma?
Yes.
It must have been stretched pretty far.
It was pretty bad. Of course, I understand you have a neck injury. I can relate.
Oh, yeah. Now, how'd you get your neck injury?
He has a Stoma. That's his ailment. Stuffed in his neck.
It was a very tragic accident.
What was it?
Yeah, I don't think we've ever gotten a story from you, Stoma Man.
I fell on a number 2 missile.
No. That's horrible.
The eraser is still in my throat. You can hear it every once in a while.
They couldn't get that out?
No.
Well, some of them were running late here. Layla, are you going to lead with your rankings and your ticker?
Do you think Cat would approve of that?
Yes. Or do you want to give them to us now?
What else is more newsworthy this morning?
Well, you know, the Stars and Mavs both won.
Yeah.
Big deal. Yeah. All right, so...
TCU may be moving.
So who's number one?
TCU may be moving.
Not, like, locations, just conferences.
Oh.
But, you know, that's what they like to call a tease, I guess.
Will you rank us, Stoma Man?
I'd be glad to. If Gordon would get his girlfriend to take a nice photograph of all of us.
Okay, we'll agree to do that, but go ahead and just rank us.
Okay, I would rank... From 3 to 1. Baby, I'm sorry, but you're number 3.
Oh, no. He gave you a hug.
Yes, but he squeezed too tight. It looked like hair coming out of my Stoma.
Okay, so who's number 2?
Number 2 would be Corby.
Well, Gordon, this is great news for you.
I don't think it's such great news.
Stoma Man,
I'm 3rd on Layla's list, and I'm 1 on a guy who has a Stoma.
You're 3 because you said you were 3.
No, we were asking you. Who would you like to date?
She hates you, Gordon.
She does.
I don't hate Gordon.
Yes,
how
you
can
do.
You hate Gordon? He was really polite, especially yesterday. I know that that ruins your reputation, but sometimes you are.
Sorry. All right, kill me.
You're so polite.
Kill me. Talking my teeth. Oh, Stoma Man.
Yep.
Scott, join me and Rich Phillips later on today from 1 to 6 for Ticket Sports Saturday. We've got a huge day of sports for you at 1:15. We'll talk Super Bowl with Bethel Johnson, former Aggies wide receiver and current Patriots wide receiver. Then we'll talk some hockey with Stu Varn to the Dallas Stars at 1:30. And at 2:15, it's more Super Bowl.
Look west, and what do you see? Pictures of the wife and kids, an office wall, maybe the bald spot on Bob, the accounting guy. Ooh, that's appealing. Look west from a new home site at the Preserve at Silver Lakes Ranch, and all you'll see is unforgettable views and splendid sunsets. Look around at Silver Lakes Ranch, and you'll see Amon Carter Lake, one of the top 10 fishing lakes in Texas, all less than an hour from DFW. If you're looking for a great place to build a home, click on the Silver Lakes logo right now. They're opening up the Preserve at Silver Lakes Ranch with an exclusive number of one-acre home sites on beautiful Amon Carter Lake. Imagine a home perched on a hilltop overlooking the lake and surrounded by huge hardwood trees. That's what you'll find at Silver Lakes Ranch, but these lots and deals won't last long. Click on the Silver Lakes Ranch logo on your computer right now. Log on to silverlakesranch.com or call 866-938-LAKE. You spend enough time cooped up with no view at all. Why not enjoy the views and the sunsets at Silver Lakes Ranch? Just click on the logo right now and find out more about Silver Lakes Ranch. Call 866-938-LAKE.
Whoa, so that's what you look like in person. I mean, I've been sending you email for years, but now that I see you in person, well, it's clear from here your organ needs enlarging. Your breasts are too small. You need a lesbian lover. You need a trip to Tahiti. You need a diet pill as seen on Oprah. And you need some serious drugs, all of which I can send you offers for every day. What's wrong with you? You think you're perfect? You ain't perfect. In fact, if you got 25 letters from me today, tomorrow you're gonna get 50. You're in worse shape than I thought, Val. Don't be so fast with that delete button tomorrow.
Tired of deleting this guy's spam? Then click over to MyPrivacyPolicy.com. MyPrivacyPolicy stops spam cold. It uses Vmail addresses, not your real email address, that you manage from your desktop. Demo it for 30 days, and after that it's only $39.95. See why MyPrivacyPolicy has been recommended by Newsweek magazine and has been written up in the Dallas Morning News. MyPrivacyPolicy. Click on the demo now. Your delete key will thank you.
At TeamTenant.com, Tenant Health System's Dallas Market Job Fair, today until 5 p.m. An equal opportunity employer.
Hey, guess what, hon?
Huh?
I found us a hotel for our anniversary.
Oh, where'd you find that?
Expedia.
Where? Like, where?
Oh, Cancun.
Oh.
Yeah, check it out. Here's what the room looks like.
Hey, that's nice. Oh, there's more pictures.
Well, you know, I'm sure they're probably just...
Is that a golf course?
It is?
Yeah, and like you weren't going to bring your clubs.
Well, I figured that...
Yeah, you figured. Just like the big screen you bought me for Christmas?
No.
Here, move over.
You know, I was not trying to...
Well, here's one. It says it's on a secluded beach. Look, it's perfect.
Yeah, nice. You didn't like the big screen?
No.
Expedia offers lots of photos with plenty of details about the rooms, the property, and even what's nearby, so you can choose the right hotel and get the trip you really want. Log on today and save up to 50% off standard hotel rates.
Expedia.com.
I'm Layla. Don Nelson didn't think it was the usual who won next on the Ticket Ticker.
John's planning a family vacation to London. Using SBC Yahoo DSL, it took John 37 seconds to find a flight on a travel site, 24 seconds to book a hotel room online, and 11 seconds to download a map of the city. Total time saved versus dial-up, 12 minutes and 8 seconds. What can you do with 12 minutes and 8 seconds? How about practice a British accent?
Hello, Governor. How about a spot of tea? I was watching the telly the other night.
Honey, are you doing that British thing again?
Hello, my lady. Can I interest you in a... Right.
Get SBC Yahoo DSL for just $26.95 a month when you sign up online. Hurry, offer ends January 31st. SBC Yahoo DSL. One more way we bring it all home. To sign up, visit sbc.com/sbcyahoo. Or call 1-866-SBC-YAHOO for other ways to save. SBC. Going beyond the call.
Must be a new residential subscriber to order online. 1-year term required. Not available in all areas.
all live, all local, all sports, all the time. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Just a bunch of guys hanging out and talking sports.
0% financing for 36 months on Toyota certified used vehicles through TFS and TDA with approved Tier 1 credit. Limited time offer. See dealer for details.
Dallas Fort Worth's Ticket.
The Mavs are riding a season-high seven-game win streak after their 106-93 win over the Chicago Bulls, and Don Nelson gives the bench the credit.
Been a really nice supporting cast from our reserves tonight with three guys in double figures. Bradley made an appearance tonight. We found something that was working. We just stayed with it. You know, I thought ended up playing a pretty good game.
Dirk Nowitzki led all scores. He also had a double-double, 26 points and 11 rebounds. The Stars get a shutout as they beat the Blues 2-0. They've won two in a row, and Dave Tippett says they may be turning the corner.
Our last 20 games were 10-5-5. That has got us on the right track. It's got us back where we feel like we can contend or are a contender with top teams. But now the next stage of that is to take it to the next level. You've got to do that consistently.
Marty Turco stopped 33 shots in the game. There's quite a few local college basketball games to put in the Palm Pilot. K-State visits Oklahoma at 12:30. Texas plays host to Oklahoma State at 3. Tech and A&M square off at 5 o'clock. La Tech and SMU tip off at 2, and UNT plays at Arkansas State at 4. Our next ticket ticker is at 11:50, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to get the brand-new Ticket Flex Fit baseball cap. Order yours today by logging on to theticket.com.
Puck denial always plays an important role as we search for girl goalies for Charity Challenge. Log on and register now for the tryouts at theticket.com. From Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hey, three, it's Gordon Keith here. Your old buddy Gordo.
What time is it?
It's 11:41 on the ticket.
20 minutes left. Do we have Troy Aikens coming on today?
The Troy Aikens show here in 20 minutes. You want to stay tuned for that and get all the insight that only a former Cowboys quarterback can provide. That coming up at noon.
He'll tell you all about the Super Bowl.
Dave?
What?
Corby, you look happier.
What do you mean? I have a glow?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see, David, that one of your favorite bands...
I want you to talk about how you broke your streak of vegetarianism.
Yeah, so I haven't eaten meat in, whatever, 9 months.
Now that you're a PETA member.
Not a PETA member. But I eat fish, you know, because fish don't have souls.
Okay.
And so last night, I'm over there in the VIP area.
Gosh, that's cocky.
Well, that's what it was called. Basically, it was our salespeople over there at the Hard Rock, because they had the free food over there, and I wanted to eat. So I'm over there eating, like, chips and dip, and there's this spinach artichoke dip. And I'm just piling it down. And Danny turns to me, and he goes, "Fennec, you know that has chicken in it?" I thought it was, like, it's little tiny pieces of cut-up chicken, which I thought was feta cheese. And I probably had a shovel full of that stuff.
Just a big...
Well, it's not so much that it bothers me that I ate the chicken, but it bothers my intestines that I ate the chicken.
What do you mean? You had a reaction?
Yeah, it's a violent one. It was awful. It frightened everyone on stage.
It was immediate.
Yeah, it was.
What about today?
Oh, today I'm fine. I'm over it.
So do you feel guilty?
No. I mean, I'm...
So you don't mind eating chicken?
No, I do, but I didn't know. I mean, I'm not going to go blow my head off because I ate some chicken.
Why not? Why don't you go to confession today?
Yeah. Lord, I ate chicken. Did you see Tears for Fears is getting back together?
Yeah, well, I heard that they were going to maybe be at South by Southwest.
They have a new album coming out.
Really?
Yes. Did you like them?
I'm interested. No.
You didn't like Tears for Fears?
Nah, just that Roland Orzabal just annoyed me.
He's really creepy. He looks like an ape.
They had that, I am he as you are, he as you are, we are all together.
But what about so before that? What about
Beatles? Songs from the Big Chair? They had Everybody Wants to Rule the World.
Yeah.
Great song.
That was a beating.
That Big Chair sold 5 million copies.
What were the other songs off Songs from the Big Chair?
Oh, gosh. Shout.
Could do without that. What else?
Hang on.
Hey Now, Hey Now.
Don't Dream It's Over?
Yeah.
No. That wasn't them.
You need them,
Yeah, I guess I don't like them.
Oh.
Well, like, you know, like Pale Shelter?
Pale
Whenever Shelter. You need Pale Shelter,
no.
Whatever gets you through the night. Okay, Songs from the Big Chair was Shout, Everybody Wants to Rule the World. You remember Mother's Talk or I Believe? Those were good.
I believe in you.
Head Over Heels.
Head over here with you.
It's a good record. All right, so they're getting back together.
Yeah, they have a song coming out Monday that goes to radio.
I'm interested.
I am too.
Okay. You know, why do they need to be together? Roland Orzabal was the main force in that band.
Kurt Vonnegut Smith.
He sang what? He sang Everybody Wants to Rule the World and what else?
I thought Roland Orzabal sang that.
Yeah, no. He kind of sang. Smith. I think Kurt just sang backup and harmonies.
No?
All right.
That's Kurt.
Okay.
When you combine all the awards.
Orzabal was the one who sang like this. Shout, this is going out.
Oh, hey, I'm family.
These are the things I can do without.
Ooh, baby. So if you combine all the awards that have been given out so far for film, like the Directors Guild and the producers and the writers and all that, you combine all those.
Yeah.
And what do you think the most awards have been given to? Like, what do you think the films right now, the top four films are, as far as Best Picture goes?
Cold Mountain.
Not on there. Top five.
Monster.
Not on there.
Sling Blade.
6 years ago.
Return of the King.
Lord of the Rings is number one. It leads, they did it on a point system.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 13,
well,
ten the ticket.
It's not finished.
Yeah, I was home.
You're what?
I was just calling about Monster.
Yeah.
When I saw it last night, did it ruin Lesbian for you? Because I can't look at Charlize Theron and Christina Ricci the same way anymore.
Why?
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Well, do I need to explain that? I mean, come on. Look, hideous. She was probably the ugliest woman imaginable.
That's what's so great about the movie. You understand, though, how beautiful and wonderful
she is. You know how
hot
they are, really.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And they're making out.
Yeah. And you know what? I got 10 days. It's a violent scene.
It is.
With them hooking up.
Really?
Yes. You talking about the one, which one? The one behind the theater?
Well, yeah.
Or the skating rink?
The one where they actually, the first time I guess that they ever actually bed down and...
See, it's great because I just know that that's Christina Ricci and Charlize Theron.
Yeah. That's the way you need to look at it, sir. That's a more healthy way of looking at
it.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess because Christina Ricci, she still looks kind of cute for a pudgy dyke, but...
Mm.
She had to put on weight for that role, too.
Yeah, that's all right.
I pray that she can lose it.
Okay, thank you, sir. Our prayers
are
good.
She got a reduction.
Yeah, I know. She had, like, cans the size of watermelons when she was 12, and they just kept growing.
You know who else got a reduction?
Soleil Moonfry.
Yeah, Punky Brewster did.
Mm-hmm.
So did Queen Latifah.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, she doesn't really rank with those other two.
It's 11:47 on the
Lord
ticket.
Of the Rings is number one. Mystic River is number two.
Everybody knows that the only chance the ticket guys have to score with a girl is to put her in net. We're calling all girl goalies for charity challenge on Ice-7. If you're 21 or older and you've got your own equipment, log on and sign up now at theticket.com. The CCOI Goalie Trial for February 5th at Dr. Pepper Star Center in Frisco. Play in front of 15,000 P1s at the AAC. Get a cool jersey and get to see the music and hardline naked. Log on to theticket.com.
Look west and what do you see?
Pictures of the wife and kids, an office wall, maybe the bald spot on Bob, the accounting guy. Ooh, that's appealing. Look west from a new home site at the Preserve at Silver Lakes Ranch, and all you'll see is unforgettable views and splendid sunsets. Look around at Silver Lakes Ranch, and you'll see Amon Carter Lake, one of the top 10 fishing lakes in Texas, all less than an hour from DFW. If you're looking for a great place to build a home, click on the Silver Lakes logo right now. They're opening up the Preserve at Silver Lakes Ranch with an exclusive number of one-acre home sites on beautiful Amon Carter Lake. Imagine a home perched on a hilltop overlooking the lake and surrounded by huge hardwood trees. That's what you'll find at Silver Lakes Ranch, but these lots and deals won't last long. Click on the Silver Lakes Ranch logo on your computer right now. Log on to SilverLakesRanch.com or call 866-938-LAKE. You spend enough time cooped up with no view at all. Why not enjoy the views and the sunsets at Silver Lakes Ranch? Just click on the logo right now and find out more about Silver Lakes Ranch. Call 866-938-LAKE. Outdoor Sub Shop at Greenville and Park Lane and register for the Ultimate Outdoorsman Contest. You and a friend could win a trip to the Cullen Ranch.
Hey, it's Big Dick, and I am at MTB Plano Parkway in Preston in Plano. Going to be out here until 1 o'clock. I'm here. Some of the promotions guys are here. The ticket chicks are here, and lots of cool ticket prizes are here as well. Want to hook you up with a couple of $25 Great Outdoors gift certificates, Dallas Sidekicks tickets we have as well. So come by and get registered for those. In fact, if you have something from the ticket 10th birthday party last night, Eric tells me, and we're going to give you a ticket, travel coffee mug, and a T-shirt. Come by and prove to us you were there. Also, the NTB is doing $20 off alignments, high-performance fuel radios, radials, buy three, get one free, and $25 off brake packages as well. When you come see me, Big Dick, Plano Parkway, and Preston in Plano, NTB, going to be out here until 1 o'clock.
Hey, Veg Man.
Hey.
All right. That was not part of the live spot, that thing he said. Gordon Keith here for North Texas Nissan, and I'm joined by my two best friends on and off the air, Corby Davidson and David Lane. Hey guys,
how's it going?
No, it's going pretty well. I want to tell you guys about this new place I found.
Go ahead.
It's called North Texas Nissan. And Corby, you bought a car from North Texas Nissan.
I own a truck.
That's right. You bought it from Kevin McGowan, the P1 owner and operator of North Texas Nissan.
Mm-hmm.
And you found out the easy way, Corby, that North Texas Nissan takes care of the P1.
I paid cash.
Okay.
And that's relevant.
And so anyway, so you got that car. I've got my Nissan Maxima.
The one you tore the front off of?
That's not for on air.
Oh.
That's something we're trying to handle off air, I think, more than on air. But David, you rode my Maxima last night.
Oh,
great ride,
isn't it? Oh, it's got the leather seats and the GPS. It's a fabulous ride.
Yeah, if it only had a front on it.
Yeah, if it only had a grill and a front bumper.
That's more off air stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
North Texas Nissan on I-35 near the Shady Shores exit in Corinth, Texas, where not only do they sell Xterras, Pathfinders, Armadas, Titans, Sentras, Altimas, but hopefully they also sell the front bumper and grill to Maximas there.
Yeah.
In their pro shop.
Yeah, maybe
in
the body shop.
Yeah, something like that.
They'll take cash.
That's a weird copy point, Corby. It's it's still North Texas Nissan, since even from the beginning of the spot. They're still up there on I-35 near the show.
You sitting listening to the computer. Lean closer. That's right. Put your eyes on the screen. You know what you need besides bread, Mitch? You need to start reading some of that educational mail I send you every day. I'm doing my part. Every morning I send you wonderfully informative offers on Viagra, OxyContin, magic lubricants, patches, breast enhancers, offshore gambling, ways to make a fortune in Nigeria, and truly special Barrett-Selton videos. You just delete everything. Fine. Tomorrow there'll be 100 more offers. Keep deleting and soon there'll be 200 offers. Keep deleting and I'll shut your cyber down with what I call educational mail. I can do it, too.
Tired of deleting this guy's spam? Then click over to MyPrivacyPolicy.com. MyPrivacyPolicy stops spam cold. It uses Gmail addresses, not your real email address, that you manage from your desktop. Demo it for 30 days. After that, it's only $39.95. See why MyPrivacyPolicy has been recommended by Newsweek magazine and has been written up in the Dallas Morning News. MyPrivacyPolicy. Click on the demo now. Your delete key will thank you.
Highway 114. We have Guy Smart Stylist to give you a great-looking haircut while you watch sports. At Sports Clips, guys win.
I'm Layla. Deja vu for the stars next on the Ticket Ticker.
If you want a new car, but you don't want to pay like you're in a new car, then why not lease it? Mike Reiner here, and if you call my friends at Autoflex Leasing at 234-1234, you'll find out how you lease a car for less. Autoflex Leasing is the nation's largest independent auto leasing company, and when you lease, you get all the benefits of buying without the big car payments. No worry about repairs or trying to stretch the life of your car for years and years. Lease, and you can drive a new car every few years. Find out what 30,000 Autoflex customers have known for years. You don't have to buy a new car to drive one. Either the 972 or 817 area code. Call 234-1234. Call today and you could be driving your new car tomorrow. 95% of cars on the road have a payment attached. Shouldn't you make that payment as low as possible? If the answer is affirmative, then from 234-1234, that's Autoflex Leasing. 234-1234.
The Ticket. Ticket Ticker.
The Stars play the second half of a back-to-back against St. Louis when they play at Savitz Center tonight at 7. They beat the Blues 2-0 last night, and Mike Madonna says the past few games have been important.
It's kind of a big week. These six games are really looked at as a real kind of real stepping stone for us to see really what kind of team that we have this year and what we're capable of doing. So we got some great teams coming in, and I mean, it's going to take a lot of the same effort to be successful in those games.
Mavs have won four straight on the road. They beat Chicago 106-93. Travis Best was 5 of 6 shooting with 10 points, and he says the team is coming together.
Well, you know, I think we always knew we can do it. I mean, we obviously have the talent level, but it's a matter of meshing it all together and finding, you know, a good rhythm throughout the whole team.
Mavs have a day off. They play Sacramento tomorrow at noon. TCU is expected to get an invitation from the Mountain West Conference early next week. They're currently in Conference USA. If they accept the invite, they would leave before the 2005-2006 season. Our next Ticket Ticker is at high noon, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant Weekend on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Hey, when the Pillsbury Doughboy bends over, you see donuts.
All right, 7:56 on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket. You're listening to The Rant, Corby, David, and Gordon. And
what? You just look so pathetic over there.
I'm hurting.
You want some pizza?
Yeah.
Any more donuts? Let's do the story.
Yeah, so I violently stabbed some balloons in the studio for comedic effect, and I re-injured my neck.
It was funny how you shanked those balloons.
Walked up and shanked them like you're in the yard.
Come on now.
Why is that so? It's so weird the way they shank each other in prison. The way they just walk up to a guy, you know, and
just in the kidney.
Yeah, and all of a sudden,
1, 2, 3.
Yeah, just.
Did you ever see
that? Stab him and put it back down by the side and walk on.
Like real life prison stuff. I think that's what it was called.
Oh, that's a good show.
And,
they should have had a consulting firm.
Tonight on real life prison stuff.
Well, they showed a guy doing that for real.
They really got shanked?
Yeah, he stabbed him literally 40 times before the guards came over.
Like he got him down on the ground and was just going to town on him?
Yeah, it was so violent.
Did the guy die?
Yes.
It's like he's about to launch into a toilet.
What?
I don't know what you're talking about. This is poor producing. I don't know who the producers.
I tried to get to the story, and you guys C-blocked me.
Because an ex-rock and roll star from Jethro Tull.
I don't think they're rock and roll stars.
Yes. Winner of a Grammy for best heavy metal album.
Yeah, like last year.
Unbelievable.
Find Thick as a Brick. That's not Thick as a Brick.
Mm.
I'm a girl with that.
I hate that rock opera sounding BS.
Now this is beautiful.
They are such a...
This is a beautiful...
Diarrhea band. Terrible.
I'd rather have a basket of what you emptied, Corby, than a
big basket of doo-doo eggs.
Yeah.
What?
What is this flute? It's what Ian Anderson plays. He's great.
While standing like a freaking pelican.
Well, anyway.
Whatever it is, flamingo.
David Palmer, who used to play...
He died. He used to be lead singer Power Station.
He used to play
keyboard. That's Robert Palmer.
And Jethro Tull had an issue with his own life, and so he decided to get a sex change. He is 66 years old.
Gross. So remember, and the thing is they say this has been like an open secret in the music business for years.
Everyone wanted to get a sex change. So the keyboard player for Jethro Tull is now
a woman, a 66-year-old woman. He says, I felt like this since the age of 3. It's not just
wimps. I feel bad for people who are like that.
It's not just wimps who want to do this. To be a girl, it goes a lot deeper than that. Yes, you were speaking to the person you thought I was, the keyboard player in Jethro Tull.
So now there's a chick in Jethro Tull.
Well, I don't think they... No, he used to be in the band.
It's like that lesbian we met last night said she was a lesbian since she was 8.
God, she was hot.
She was hot.
You think that was just her bar line, her come on line?
I think that she was just trying to pique my interest, and she very much did.
Then she starts mugging.
Like she really needed that to pique your interest.
And then she immediately turns around and starts mugging down with a guy that works in promotions here.
Well, did you hear about Davey coming on to the girl from the flower shop?
No.
And touching her inappropriately?
Yeah, I felt up her flower brooch.
She had on a brooch, and Davey was all drunky and drinky, and
last night,
he just knocked over the movie rope.
Yeah, the Hard Rock.
And he lovingly touched him, and it's a beautiful little brooch.
She was hot. She wanted me.
Well, that's not true.
Just like Layla does.
Okay, here's more radio.
This is The Ticket. KTTK, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTDK, Sherman-Denison. KTDK, Sanger. Dallas-Fort Worth Ticket.
Aaron Downey scored his first goal of the season in a 2-0 star shutout of the Blues. Red Wing Shoes bring you the ticker. Aaron Downey scored his first goal of the season, and Dave Tippy says that Downey deserved it.
It was great for Downey. You know, he's a guy that he works so hard, and it's great to see people like that get rewarded. And part of his, scoring isn't necessarily the top of the list of his job description, but it's sure nice to get that now and then.
Stars play the Blues again tonight at 7. The Mavericks are on a season-high win streak, 7 games in a row after their 106-93 win over the Bulls. Sean Bradley scored 13 points, and he says it wasn't exactly easy.
We were doing what we had to do to get a win tonight. I know this team was fatigued from playing. We played less than 24 hours ago and got in really early this morning. And, you know, it's part of the NBA, but still, it can take it out of you some. So we were trying to do what we had to do to get a win here in Chicago.
Mavericks play Sacramento tomorrow at noon. In the Australian Open, Lisa Raymond upset Venus Williams in straight sets in the third round. On the men's side, Roger Federer defeated Todd Reed in straight sets. Our next ticket ticker is at 12:20. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the Troy Aikman Show on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Established in 1994 as Dallas-Fort Worth's original all-sports radio station. Most of us are from Texas. Those that aren't got here as fast as we could. We live here. We go to the games here. We talk about our teams here. Sports updates every 20 minutes with the ticket tickers at 10, 30, and 50 past the hour. Big name guests and breaking sports news first, guaranteed. For live, local sports talk, this is the one. The original all-sports all...
Look west and what do you see? Pictures of the wife and kids, an office wall, maybe the bald spot on Bob the accounting guy. Ooh, that's appealing. Look west from a new home site at the Preserve at Silver Lakes Ranch, and all you'll see is unforgettable views and splendid sunsets. Look around at Silver Lakes Ranch, and you'll see Amon Carter Lake, one of the top 10 fishing lakes in Texas, all less than an hour from DFW. If you're looking for a great place to build a home, click on the Silver Lakes logo right now. They're opening up the Preserve at Silver Lakes Ranch with an exclusive number of one-acre home sites on beautiful Amon Carter Lake. Imagine a home perched on a hilltop overlooking the lake and surrounded by huge hardwood trees. That's what you'll find at Silver Lakes Ranch, but these lots and deals won't last long. Click on the Silver Lakes Ranch logo on your computer right now. Log on to SilverLakesRanch.com or call 866-938-LAKE. You spend enough time cooped up with no view at all. Why not enjoy the views and the sunsets at Silver Lakes Ranch? Just click on the logo right now and find out more about Silver Lakes Ranch. Call 866-938-LAKE.
CSPC.com/SPCYahoo for terms and details.
Hey now, the Hardline here, and you've got a week to get your TV scene under control. It is time to get rid of that black and white you got from your parents when you moved out. It's time to upgrade to a big screen with HDTV.